So.
Yeah, indeed. What I love is that what we think state of the art now, that would have been considered state of the art then. They're going to, in a few centuries' time, we'll be looking back and laughing at the internet. Who knows? Absolutely fascinating. Matt Thompson, we'll have to leave it there. He's head collections curator at English Heritage, that fantastic exhibition they've got around the country. You can go and vote, and you can vote online as well for your what you think the top great inventions were. Absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for that. Well, that's me done. Full election-free day. If you haven't got round to voting yet, do vote. Polls are open until 10 o'clock. We've got a democracy for a reason. It's so we can all take part. If we don't all take part, we don't all get to have a say. So do use your vote and use it wisely. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock tonight for our election night show. Lots of amazing guests giving all the analysis. We'll get the exit poll just after 10 o'clock when the polls close. In the meantime, though, you'll be delighted and amused and all those other things by the usual nonsense from Mr. John Holmes, who's here now.
That's right. Well, you know that dogs at polling stations is a big thing today.
We're allowed to talk about that. Is a big thing where everyone just, you take your dog to, you're not allowed to take a photo inside the polling station or of your ballot paper, but you can take a photo of you with your dog.
So we've got a dog coming in as a guest, basically, just to talk about that. So that's going to be fun. A genuine, actual dog.
That'll be one of your best guests.
What a scoop. Also, Tape Face is coming in. You know, the comedian Tape Face, he was in America's Got Talent. He's just started a 7-week run in the West End. I went to see it last night. It was fairly good, I'll let you know.
Good. That's a write-up and a half.
Isn't it, though? And he's coming in to talk about that without the tape on his face.
I was going
to
say, with the dog?
That would be awkward. He's not bringing a dog. That's a separate guest.
I think my guinea pigs never made it to a polling station when they were alive. But I wondered, guinea pigs at polling stations surely should have worked.
Well, also gods at polling stations. We've seen a photo earlier of Thor outside a polling station at a primary school in Asgard.
That works as well. That's Mr. John Holmes coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tonight with all the election excitement. Yeah, it really is. Some of us, we find it exciting. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheel friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europecar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Stock for Father's Day gift ideas. At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool Bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Show your superhero how much you love him this Father's Day. At The Perfume Shop, we have some amazing offers on big brands like Boss Bottled Night 200 millilitres for only £39.99. Visit us in-store or take advantage of our super-fast delivery available online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years of scenting the high street. Terms and conditions apply. Ask in-store for details.
This June, if you test drive the Qashqai, Juke or X-Trail, Nissan will give you an extra £650 off. That's up to a massive £2,900 on a Qashqai at only 4.99% APR representative. Yes, Nissan will give you money off just for test driving our best-selling crossover range. I know it sounds unlikely, but that's what it says here in this script. I haven't read it wrong. I'm a properly trained actor. I've done Shakespeare and telly and hundreds of voiceovers. Search Nissan offers if you don't believe me. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. 4.99% APR representative. Offer excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s. Order and register before the 2nd of July from participating dealers only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon to you. It is Thursday. It is 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest on the London Bridge attack. Millions of voters head to the polls and Phil Collins injured after fall.
Talk Radio.
A British Transport Police officer seriously injured in the London Bridge attack has thanked people for their support, insisting he was simply doing his job. He's also apologised that he couldn't do more to stop the terrorists who killed eight people on Saturday night. It's been confirmed a 26-year-old French waiter is among the victims. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has seen a statement from the family of Alexandra Pigia.
It says this: Alexandra was a marvellous son, a perfect older brother and a radiant young man, much loved by all who had the good fortune to meet him. All his friends praised his kindness, his good humour and his generosity.
Meanwhile, CCTV footage has been released of the three attackers meeting just days before their killing spree. The clip shows them talking and hugging outside a gym in East London, while three more arrests have been made in connection with the investigation last night. Elsewhere, police in Zimbabwe say a bus crash has killed 45 people. The driver lost control on a bend in the road last night. Political party leaders have cast their ballots in the general election. You have up until 10 p.m. to vote. Health experts say parents have no excuse for not taking toddlers to see an NHS dentist in England when it's free. Figures show just one in five had checkups last year, while more than 9,000 under-4s had teeth extracted in hospital. Dental surgeon Dr. Steve Sharma's told Talk Radio mums and dads need to do more.
Very important to get that education about snacking, good and bad snacks. The message gets across there, but the brushing, I see it so many times when I visit friends and family or ask parents how their kids brush their teeth. They don't know.
And Phil Collins has had to postpone some comeback shows after being rushed to hospital. The former Genesis star, who has difficulty walking, has been treated for a severe gash close to his eye after tripping up. His concert scheduled for Thursday and Friday have been put back until November.
Well, you know, that's against all odds, wasn't it?
Oh, well done. You know what I
mean? High-vis safety jacket required. So, Phil Collins hits.
Yep. You're just like Moose. He was making jokes earlier as well.
I wouldn't make jokes. It's a man's hurt himself. I was just
saying... No, but using titles of songs to talk about Phil Collins and his unfortunate fall.
Yeah. I haven't got any more.
Good.
Okay. Do you want to do the weather?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. Please.
Talk Radio, national weather.
I mean, I'm not going to beat high-vis safety jacket required.
Shush. Okay. Wet across northern England and southern Scotland with heavy showers for Northern Ireland. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees.
Su-su-di-ow! It's another Phil Collins.
I know.
All right. Has Ben got the pre-recorded sport?
Well, there's some sport there.
Okay, Ben. Here's Ben. He's got pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon. I'm Ian Abrahams. Manchester City have signed Brazilian goalkeeper Ederson from Benfica.
Stop the thing.
Around 35.
Stop.
I said there was some sport there. I didn't say it was
What's
Ben.
What's Moose doing it for?
Well, Ben was late to work.
Was he now?
He didn't stroll in until after 12:30.
Really? Do we know why?
Well, something to do with trains, and then apparently it was kicking off in reception with the cleaners. Apparently some random man was shouting at them.
So a random man was shouting at the cleaners and Ben got involved?
Well, I don't think Ben did anything. Apparently Big Boss Denny kicked him out, but the security guards who have been drafted in here was just looking at this commotion.
Right. Well, exciting news from Talk Radio Towers there for you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about.
So we don't know what's happened to Ben, but either way...
Ben is here.
Moose has the pre-recorded sport.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Manchester City have signed Brazilian goalkeeper Ederson from Benfica for around £35 million. It's their second signing of the summer after Bernardo Silva from Monaco. Diego Costa claims he's no longer wanted at Chelsea by boss Antonio Conte. It's understood AC Milan are in talks with Costa's agent about a move. England's youngsters have a busy afternoon. First, the under-20s face Italy in the semi-final of the World Cup. And then later, another under-20s side plays Scotland in the semi-final of the Toulon tournament in France. Liverpool teenager Ben Woodburn's withdrawn from the Wales squad. That's to go to Serbia on Sunday. He's got a calf injury. Wales lock Alan Wynne-Jones will lead the British and Irish Lions against Crusaders in Christchurch on Saturday. Head coach Warren Gatland saying regular skipper Sam Warburton has a slight ankle strain. Finally, cricket and the Champions Trophy. Sri Lanka asked India to bat first at the Oval. India currently 94 without loss. And that's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Moose.
Moose.
What's Moose doing? Just got here.
I just walked in the gym. Moose is doing the sport. Because Ben was late.
Yeah. Ben?
Yeah. He got involved in an altercation in reception.
Did he?
Yeah, apparently.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, a man was shouting at the cleaners.
We don't know who the man was.
Yeah.
Can you report this in your next bulletin? Find out the details. We'll get Ben. Ben.
Why don't we get Ben in?
Details from Ben. Yeah, all right. Well, let's check it's nothing dodgy for. All right, fine.
Apparently, Ben has a black eye.
He doesn't.
I've just made that up.
Okay, fine. Right, let's crack on. There's a Thursday programme to do. Here it comes.
Talk Radio.
Introducing the new Raspberry Ripple Iced Cooler. Cool and refreshing with a sweet raspberry flavour swirl. Then enjoy. Sun out, barbecue lit, flip-flops on, friends round, frisbee lost and temperature up until sundown. It's a quick burst of summer for only $1.99. The McCafe Iced range at McDonald's. Served until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you if you're just joining. What is the reason for that?
Comedy today that's about nothing at all.
The alternative still exists. Seriously, it's con drunk today.
Not today.
Drudgery of their ordinary duties, whatever they are, still popping up. However, or a gherkin.
Take it up another 20p.
It's all that dipped in a pint of Guinness. It was created by Jake Yap.
Spoiling the illusion of radio, John.
Credit where it's due.
Yeah, for once.
Do you have an animal-based tease?
A police dog.
In the world of squared-off beards and ankles.
Okay, I advise not googling that acronym. But
ban the coconut.
You got the whole world in our hands.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant,
hello then, good afternoon and welcome. It is Talk Radio, it is in the afternoon on Election Day. Of course, happy Election Day. And I hope you got everything you wanted when Father Election came in the night. I got a polling booth and a little pencil, delighted with that. Now, as you may know, strict rules. There are simple rules, you know, like the law, that forbids broadcasters from talking about the election on polling day. So today will be an election-free show because none of us want to go to prison. That's the main reason. Apart from assistant producer Cass, who would fit right in prison because of her tattoos. Yeah. And general demeanour, which would see her bracketed as someone not to mess with. But the rest of us, not so much. So apart from telling you that it is polling day and what the weather is like on polling day, and that on polling day there's always reports and pictures of people taking their dogs to polling stations because reporting that is A, allowed, and B, light relief, then, to be honest, we're pretty much done with the programme. So coming up today, then, a detailed weather report. Bringing you the detailed weather from Talk Radio's weather correspondent. That's on the way. Plus, we will be having a dog in the studio. A dog as a guest.
Yay! Yeah.
Not even joking about that. There is a dog later coming in as a guest. Welcome to that dog. Welcome to you. And welcome to any new listeners who've tuned in because they think I'm still on holiday and that Tommy Boyd is here. And goodbye to them now that they've realised he's not. To those sticking with it between now and 4 o'clock, though, well, like Trump of his FBI director, James Comey, I demand loyalty. Or at least until the adverts come on in around 10 minutes. But stick with us throughout, and here's what you can expect that we're going to be pulling out of Father Election's sack today. Headline hijack is on the way. That's right. Allow me to explain if you've never heard it before. Essentially, we like you to make up a news story. We then pick one. If it's yours, well done. It's got into the news. It's got into Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And she'll say it as news, as real, in the 2pm bulletin. It confuses the people not listening to this bit who tune in again at 2 o'clock to hear the news. They hear it and they believe it because it's the news, but in fact it's a lie. Supplied by you. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll also be bringing you a diversity paper review, of course. The paper's reviewed each day on the programme by a different diversity. That's right, it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Who's doing it today?
Selena is.
Not the paper review.
Oh, the paper review.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Johnny.
Oh, Johnny's coming, all right. And he's Jewish. Speaking of Selena, as we were, she's actually in because she's our work experience. She'll be doing work experience punditry and rounding up some geeky, gadgety stuff for you. There's all the news. It's not election-based because, well, of the whole prison thing. Rendered simple and easy to understand, and we do that, of course, by exposing it to, well, full frontal, really, to full Japanese poetry. The tried and tested ancient medium of short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haiku. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's coming. Victoria's bonus news. Today we bring you vegetable news.
Do I have to?
Yes. This week's edition of radio's least favourite and unlistened to celebrity quiz, Paul Rossmaster, is back. That's where celebrities have their knowledge and, let's be honest, their patience well and truly tested. Of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today, Johnny Robinson, who I'm reliably informed was out of the X Factor once. We'll be having a go on that quiz. That's around about 4:45. And we bring you hot guest action. Just after 2, as he started his 7-week West End run, Tape Face, the boy with the tape on his face, we'll be here with the tape off his face to talk about it. Just after 2 o'clock. Today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's what that is. Not only that, but this. We've got the travel editor of the Sunday Times coming on to talk about naked German people, right? I mean, look, we can't talk about the election, so we're forced to cast a wide net, if I'm honest. Plus, the aforementioned dog will be here, everybody. The dog is coming into the studio. The
dog.
Yeah, Ginger Dave is not producing. Ass broadcast, though, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
We went to see, a few of us last night, we went to see Tape Face.
Tape Face,
as Cass calls it, at which point no one understands it. But I had the misfortune of sitting next to her, right?
Oh, dear.
I know. And during a full sold-out theatre performance, right, Cass just kept rubbing moisturiser into herself. She was lubing up. Like throughout the whole performance,
It was so warm in there that my skin was drying out. So I had to because it is peeling.
Oh. Is that because someone put water on you because you're a witch?
No, I dropped some in your drink, you know.
Yeah, what, your skin?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, she was rubbing. It was like that. It was like out of Silence of the Lambs. She put some lotion on her skin. It smelled of an egg. Do you?
It smelled of an egg.
I wondered what that was during the show. I thought it was part of the performance.
It's a homemade eggy moisturiser.
Okay.
Smell
of an egg. Smell
of an egg. Chloe's here. Hi, Chloe.
Hi,
Dad. Hi there.
Hi.
Victoria's got the news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Cornelius is in the room.
Hello. I am in the house.
Oh, yeah. And I'm John Holmes, and you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio. Now, as ever, we need to start with some music. It links to today's big story that we're going to be talking about. There's a clue. It's not election-based, because we can't do that. That's against the law. So instead, what big story are we talking about that this links to?
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it?
That is Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Checks out most of what she does.
And yes, it gets us to today's big story. The clue is there. Play along at home.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane Doe.
Just got a tweet come in from Alex Farrell, by the way. It says, hi, John. I just stuck you on in the car, and Becky, who's with me, no explanation who that is, says, why is Talk Radio playing music? Could you please explain this to her? Well, Alex, I can, yes. It's to link to today's big story. It's called Production Colour. Alex, some of you wouldn't understand. And it gets us from the show menu into today's big story, you see. And the clues to figure out today's big story are all in there. It's Train and Drops of Jupiter. So how does it link? It's a little daily quiz for you to test your brain. That's what it is. Cornelius has been working on it in the studio, though. Cornelius, what do you reckon? Well, how could it...
What do I reckon?
What do you reckon?
Well,
how does that get...
Thanks very much for asking, John.
You're very welcome.
Great to have an opinion.
Today's big story.
Today's big story.
We can't talk about the election.
Okay, so it's not the one we can't talk about. No. Is it one of the stories we can talk about?
Yes, it is.
Is it, James Comey?
That's his name,
yes.
Certainly. That's
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They've had a falling out. Yeah. And they're having a thing about it.
A thing about it,
yeah. That's,
a thing.
That's happening
you
today.
You mean he's testifying in front of Congress in the United States?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Is it that?
No.
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 Train? Train?
Train. Oh, train. Yeah, it has to be linked to the song. Ah, something to do with the trains.
Trains, no, you'd think,
is
wouldn't
it,
you?
Is it a big train story in the news today?
Not really, no.
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 Have you read that story about the train? Oh, bloody, get a guest on.
It's not that, no.
No,
no, I'll tell you what it is. It's train. Where do train? Where do you find a train?
Tracks.
Yeah, where else?
Stations.
Yes, good. Think of another kind of station.
Bus station.
No.
Stationary.
No.
I can't think
of it. It's a polling station. It's a polling
station. But we're not allowed to talk about the election.
No, we're not. But what we're allowed to talk about is the fact that the polls are open.
Yes.
And what the weather's like in general across the country. That is officially what we're allowed to talk about. You can talk about the weather on polling day. You can talk about dogs outside polling stations. You just can't talk about any issues, right? That's the rules. So that's a train. You find a train in a station, polling station. Weather.
Very clever.
The weather. Yeah. You can talk about the weather. And also drops, as they're like.
Drops of Jupiter, like raindrops.
Yeah, exactly. And train is like rain with a T in front of it. So
yes.
What we need to do is talk to Talk Radio's weather correspondent in some detail about the weather, because that's all we're allowed to talk about.
I didn't know we had one of those.
It's you. Could you go outside, what? Please?
Yeah, it's raining.
Well, there you go. Ties in better, doesn't it? You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Today's big story? The weather. Because we won't go to prison if we talk about that. Talk Radio's weather correspondent, on the line, from outside in the weather, next. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017. Join the conversation party.
Yes, of course, at once.
Talk Radio.
Say the end of the month comes rolling around, and it's been rather a quiet one on the old YouTubing front. But instead of getting to keep that lovely data that you paid for but didn't use, it just disappears. So, that doesn't seem very fair. But say there was a new mobile company, one that rolls any unused data for you to use next month, next year, or even 3 years later. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
You can redeem your data in 1 gigabyte increments. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
These days, there's a better deal to be had online for almost everything. So when it comes to selling our cars, why do we go running back to the last century and trade it in? Why not stay right here and sell your car to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then use the money to get a better deal on your next car. It's quick, it's easy, and there's a branch near you. Change the way you sell your car. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheeled friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europecar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems continue for the M5 heading southbound. We've got one lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 29 for Exeter. Also problems for the trains. Arriva Trains Wales seeing problems at delays rather of over an hour and some cancellations to services between Manchester Piccadilly and Stockport. That's due to a person being hit by a train at Leverhulme. However, tickets are being accepted on Virgin and Cross Country services. On Northern services you will find a replacement bus service running between Manchester and Airport and Wilmslow. That's due to problems with the overhead cables. I'm Andy Broxton.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we are then on a Thursday afternoon. And not just any old Thursday afternoon, of course. It's a special Thursday afternoon. Beyond telling you that it's election day and that there are dogs outside polling stations and that some of those polling stations are unusual, there's one in a laundrette in Oxford, for example, a train carriage in Yorkshire, a gym in Liverpool, and then a hollowed out Taunton on the ice planet of Hoth. We can't by law report any more than that on the day of an election. What we can do, however, in common with other media outlets and broadcasters, is tell you about the weather. On polling day, you'll get extra weather because reporting what it's like around the country is allowed, as it counts as information which helps voters with the process of going to the polls and thus doesn't contravene electoral law. So, with that in mind, let's go live now to Talk Radio's detailed weather correspondent Cornelius. He's outside and he's in the weather now. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Hello, John. I'm here live from the weather.
Good. It's good to talk to you. So, first of all, of course, so why don't you...
Thanks for having me on, John.
You're welcome. Why don't you tell us now what weather you can see? Where you are?
Where I am, John, in Southwark, is currently a light breeze. Not too cold, but definitely couldn't describe it as warm.
Yeah.
The rain is clearly... not happening at the moment, but it is threatening.
Right, good, and that's good. Could you tell us now about the weather where you aren't? Because we have to provide balanced coverage across the nation.
Hang on 2 seconds.
You're just looking that up on your phone, are you?
Yeah, I've just got the weather app.
Right.
Okay, I can't remember. Okay, in Canterbury, it's mostly cloudy at 18 Fahrenheit or Celsius. I don't know. What's the little dot?
The little dot?
You know, the little circle.
That's a degrees. That means degrees.
It's 18 degrees.
Which, ironically, is where you got yours in Canterbury, of course, and given your knowledge, you don't really deserve one.
18 degrees, yes, thank you. I am very clever.
No.
Right, now, Canterbury was the one I have saved on the app as well as London.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to add some more.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to add some. Where do you want to go?
A lot of people would have done this in advance.
I didn't.
Cass wants to know what the weather's like in Hull for voters in Hull.
Grim.
Right.
It actually just says grim.
That's just a description of Hull, though. You can't.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. It's It showers in Grimm.
All right.
In Hull. Right. Showers
what
in
about,
Hull.
What about Grimsby?
There's a first for everything.
What about Grimsby?
Grimsby?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just add that. Grims.
Again, doesn't... Weather reports
just validating the city.
It's
just validating the city.
Well, it does exist. I mean, it's there. Isn't it?
Grimsby, England, or yeah. Grimsby in Ontario, in Canada.
Let's do both.
Okay. So Grimsby, England, yeah. is mostly cloudy. Yeah. 16 little dot. Yeah. Grimsby.
All the.
Are they having an election in Ontario?
I don't think so. Why not send us the weather where you
it's
are?
16 dot. It's 16 dot, but sunny in Grimsby right. in Canada, right. in Ontario.
Send
Ontario?
Us...
Ontario.
It's Ontario. Go and give your little dot back to university. The you can text us and message us with the weather where you are, if you want. 87222.
Yeah. Oh, I can just tell it to you.
Start a message with the word at Torrey on Twitter. I'm doing listener interaction, shut up.
Sorry.
I'm going to combine the other thing we're allowed to talk about with your weather, because we're allowed to talk about dogs at polling stations. That's a trending thing, isn't it? You know, they tether them up, people, don't they? And they take a photo. So we can talk about that. So let's combine the two things. What?
You couldn't have picked a better choice to start talking about this. There's currently, just to my left, there is a dog having a poo.
What sort?
Just in this little...
I mean, the dog, not the poo. What sort?
A blonde Labrador. It's just wiping its bum now.
Okay.
Like, along the ground.
Right. Could you...
And the lady's picking it up.
Good. Could you... Okay. Is it,
There's another dog, and that one's having a wee. What is it with
Do you just encourage animals to defecate and urinate? Is that the sort of...
I don't know. All right. Saying some sort of dog toilet.
As we combine... Well, you've worked here. We've combined now, brilliantly, I think, the two things we are allowed to talk about on an election day. But if it was raining cats and dogs, any thought on that? I mean, if you threw one of those dogs up into the air...
One of them is quite small and definitely throwable.
Right.
The other one's far too big to throw.
Okay. I mean, you could just... what I'm thinking is a kind of machine, maybe, that combine the two election things you can talk about. Maybe a machine that fires dogs into the sky. So it rains down. I mean, I'm just thinking ahead for further coverage.
Yes,
should we need it?
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Okay.
I tell you, why don't
Maybe
you just
after the ads.
Why don't you just end by listing the different amount of weather that are available?
Okay. Hail.
Yeah.
Snow.
Yeah.
Rain.
Good.
Sleet.
Yeah.
Sun.
Yeah.
Wind.
Yeah.
Fog. Is fog weather?
Yeah.
Okay. Fog. Mist.
Yeah.
I feel like I've forgotten one. Tornado. Cloudy.
Yeah.
Talk
Radio's weather.
Spelt with WH.
What?
WHETHER.
Go away now. Talk Radio's detailed weather correspondent there, talking about the only things we're allowed to talk about on an election day, dogs and the weather there. Good. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the paper review, of course, the Diversity Paper Review, brought to you by a different diversity each and every day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome in Johnny, who is Jewish. He's going to be going through the papers for us. Not the front pages, not allowed to do that, because that's the election stuff. But he will be doing the other stories for you. And, of course, Headline Hijack on the way, where you get to make up the news. And speaking of the news, it's 1:30, and Victoria is here with the headlines on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
A policeman who was stabbed as he tried to tackle the London Bridge attacker says he's sorry he couldn't do more to stop them. The officer, who's seriously ill in hospital, says he was simply doing his job. Meanwhile, a French man has been identified as one of the eight victims. Chief Constable Debbie Simpson is a senior advisor who's been helping forces with the task of notifying victims' relatives.
People sometimes don't know if their family or loved ones are caught up in it. So we get many people that ring in just wanting some form of reassurance. And that's one of the first jobs, to try and reduce the thousands of calls to those that may definitely have been caught up.
Libyan investigators claim the younger brother of the Manchester bomber bought equipment to carry out the attack in the UK. Anti-terror officers who are questioning him say he didn't know when his brother was going to use it. The parents of a terminally ill baby will take their legal battle to the Supreme Court shortly after judges ruled his life support should be switched off. Experts told the High Court that Charlie Gard, who has a rare genetic condition, should be allowed to die with dignity. Millions of voters are heading to the polls to have their say in the general election. You have up until 10 p.m. to cast your ballot. And the RAC says fuel prices should drop because crude oil has become cheaper. The driving group reckons petrol could be reduced by 2p a litre and diesel by 4p. The weather wet across northern England and southern Scotland with heavy showers for Northern Ireland. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for that update there.
It's all right, John.
Good, good. Very good. And you did the weather as well, which is ties in with...
Yes, John.
What we're doing. A lot of weather reports coming in, Victoria.
Really?
Yes, from around the country. Here, Marcus has been in touch.
Yes.
Hi, John. I'll give you an update for the constituency of Telford and also the Wrekin. Cloudy with a smattering of dogs. The weather in Cumbria. Croquette Potato has sent that. But there isn't. It just says, here's the weather in Cumbria, and then there's nothing.
Is there a picture?
No.
Oh.
Well, if there is, it doesn't open on here. Whitchurch, 14 degrees, wet, not raining at the moment, could start again at any time, says Thomas. Overcast cloud, says Stephen. He says that's here, but he doesn't explain where that is. Nat says, I want to know what the weather's like in Swindon, but as I'm locked in a concealed box, I can't see anything.
Oh,
so
should we be worried about that?
Well, let's see if he or she texts back.
Okay.
So it's
cloudy in Southwark, in London, where we are.
We've done that.
Oh, sorry.
Listening to the show, you'd have...
No, I wasn't.
No, you've heard that.
Just doing the news.
Okay. Headline hijacks on the way in about 28 minutes, Victoria, you'll be pleased to know. 28 minutes.
Yeah, you were actually on time for the half past. I was very impressed. It's like the first time that's happened.
Yep. Right.
Keep it up.
No.
Oh, no, I can't read out what Croquette Potato has now just said.
Oh.
Because it's swearing. But anyway, that's fine. Headline hijack. Yes, you're here in that matter of minutes, what we just said.
Yeah.
And you will have the news, won't you, at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
And it will contain a made-up news lie.
Yeah.
And I'll explain why in a moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. You can go now.
Yep.
Great. Victoria there with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hume.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio. Tonight from 10.
Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, for instant results, breaking news and expert analysis as the votes are counted.
The factions, the fury, the fallout.
Order.
Get knockout election coverage that packs a political punch from Talk Radio's Instrument of Power.
The rumours are completely unfounded. There's no cause for alarm.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer. Sorry, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Going to the country.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
They call her that because she punches work experience people. So, it's... and producers. Right, it's 25 to a time.
That's not fair. She only threatens to punch.
Oh, right, that's a good point, actually. Anyway, she is on tonight from 10, bringing you Talk Radio's election coverage as the polls close, of course. And that's happening. Right, so this is happening as well, look. It's Headline Hijack. Let me explain it for you if you've just tuned in, maybe for the first time, because you think Tommy Boyd is still on. He's not. 25 minutes to go until 2 o'clock. That's when the news happens. That's when a made-up news story is in the news to fool those not listening to this bit of the programme. We'd like that story to be yours. The way to get in touch with us with your made-up lie is this. 87222 on the text.
Start your message with the word
tweet. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So here is what's been coming in. Cornelius, what have you got?
This is from Sally, who says, to celebrate World Oceans Day today, anyone who's passing through a major train station in the country will see that bottles of ocean water are being given away for free for people to take home.
Right.
Choices will include Pacific, Red Sea, or Classic Atlantic.
Yes, I'd go for Dead Sea. if it were me.
It's Red Sea, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there is Red Sea, but I'd go for Dead Sea.
Dead Sea, well, that's not one of the options.
Isn't it?
No, Red Sea.
Well, it says include, which says include Pacific, Red Sea or Classic Atlantic. Didn't say it was the be-all and end-all. I'm assuming there's
a... Sally hasn't said whether... Dead Sea is very salty.
That's the floaty sea,
Yeah, that's the salty one. Why would you want the saltier? You can make your own Dead Sea. Just get some Red Sea and add extra salt.
Right. So Dead Red Sea?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Sally. what else have we got here? Oh, more weather news.
Oh, no.
The Met Office has warned that weather patterns so far this summer could lead to brand new weather of boiling hot rain. It's coming from Sean. If the rain and the heat collide in the clouds, that could mean that boiling hot water could now pour down on the country. Weather warnings haven't been issued yet, but the official advice the rest of the summer is to stay inside or purchase a cement umbrella, which they're launching.
Are they launching?
They're coming. You'll be able to get a cement umbrella. It's permanently up.
Okay.
It's not flexible. Mm-hmm. But the good news is it won't also turn inside out during the wind.
Oh, that's good.
So it's just a weather... It takes 17 people to hold it up.
Oh, right.
But it's just
how many of those people does it cover, though?
All of it. It's big.
Oh, wow. That's good. Can't they make smaller ones?
No, they can't. It's a... Because one person couldn't hold it up, so you have to make it big enough.
No, I feel stupid now for saying that.
Yeah, so anyway, the official advice is to stay indoors because of the boiling hot rain that's on the way. Cornelius, what else have you got there?
This is from Malcolm, who says, Donald Trump has tweeted, he's also launching a new campaign called Make Comey Famous with the hashtag Comey2017.
Yeah.
The campaign, similar to the one launched in 2012 about the African warlord Joseph Kony, is encouraging people to take action against the former director of the FBI.
Who is, of course, appearing in Congress today, talking about what Donald Trump told him at that dinner and whether or not his statement contradicts what Donald Trump had to say. More about that in the main news, obviously. Is your local no ball games sign legally binding, says Simon. A report carried out has shown that only 30% of no ball game signs have any legal weight behind them at all. Now, the organisation who carried out the report, called the PANIMBYs, that's People Against NIMBYs, are encouraging ball games in the areas. Maybe as a child you didn't play ball because of a sign that said no ball games, did you?
No. I don't know. We had a no balls game. Well, I had a garden.
Well, your rich parents, I mean, you say garden, I mean, everyone else calls it Kent. But your rich parents, of course, own most of Kent.
No, they don't.
And that's technically the Garden of England. It's actually called the Garden of the Mendes family.
Is it? I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you're very spoiled. So you've just got time. You've just got some time now. 20 minutes to get your made up news story into us. If you'd like to do it, here comes that number again: 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Don't make it about the election.
No, really don't. So you can do that. And then we'll go through the papers, and we're going to be doing it with a diversity, because that's what we do. It's the diversity paper review. Today we welcome back Johnny. It's been a while, but Johnny's coming in to go through the papers, and he's Jewish, so that's that diversity box ticked. All to come. Also on the programme, well, what else? I know you're wondering. Well, let me tell you, Paul Rossmaster, radio's least favourite quiz, that's on the way. Johnny Richardson, former X Factor contestant, will be having his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. We've got the big debate at 3. We've got a work experience punditry from Selena. Our work experience, she'll be going through the geeky, gadgety stuff. And we've got a dog in the studio.
Yes.
Because, you know, election day.
Dogs.
Dogs. And Tape Face. The boy with tape on his face, Tape Face, will be in after 2 o'clock without tape on his face.
We could put the tape on the dog's face.
Yes, let's discuss that during the traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Hello, Mrs. Wren. Oh, you've got the tea and biscuits. How kind. What do you mean they're not for me? You've got someone else round? Ah, Mr. Woodpecker, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I am mistaken. It's one of Wren's Fire Gold award-winning kitchen installers. His workmanship's guaranteed for 5 years. Give that man a biscuit. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling notes, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops a feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Looking for a powerful Father's Day gift? At B&Q, the Karcher K2 Basic Pressure Washer Bundle with host starter set, detergent and brush is just £65. That's a saving of £40. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for the M1 heading northbound, queuing traffic and a partial blockage of the northbound carriageway between junction 15 for Northampton through towards junction 15A for the Northampton services and Toaster exit. M5 heading northbound, one lane closed and queuing traffic following an accident where two vehicles have collided between junction 21 for Weston-super-Mare and junction 20 for Clevedon. And on the M6 heading southbound, you'll find a lane closed and heavy traffic following a broken down vehicle at junction 17 for Sandbach through towards 16 for Crewe. I'm Andy Broxton.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Election Night Live with the two mics. Simulcast on Talk Radio and Talk Sport. Mike Parry's blood pressure.
Gain!
Mike Graham's will to live.
Loss!
One bottle of Glenfiddich.
Hold!
It's the most exciting election in living memory. You can spend it in the company of some of the most searingly brilliant political minds in the country.
Or you can listen to me and Mike Graham.
Stay up all night for the Two Mics Partly Political Broadcast.
It's a well-hung parliament of politics, partying and Prosecco.
Results, analysis and opinion with two blokes, neither of whom have had an election in years. Election Night Live with the Two Mics. Through the night from one as the results roll in. Simulcast live on Talk Radio and Talk Sport.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio on Election Day. We can't talk about the election. That is the law. All we can tell you about is the polling stations, which are open, that there are dogs outside them, and the weather. But it's all right, because there's plenty of other stuff in the papers to talk about, and in a moment we'll be going through the papers for our diversity paper review. Before that, the news itself, overall, if you take it as a whole, it is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, especially today, when you can't even talk about it. You can't even get your tongue around it, frankly. But it's all right, because we are here for you to analyse the news, the current affairs, simplifying it on your behalf to make it very easy to understand and navigate. And the way to do that, of course, is to subject it to short-form Oriental verse. You know that. You know what's coming. Seven syllables. No, five syllables, then seven syllables, then another five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
The polls are open. That's all we're allowed to say. The polls are open.
The news in haiku.
Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and it's time now then to go through the papers as I promised. And what better man to go through them today on a day we can't go near politics at all than a man who knows nothing about politics whatsoever and just immerses himself. He lives and breathes and frankly emits and exudes trivial crap. And it's Johnny. Welcome, Johnny.
Hi, John.
Good to see you. It's been a while since you've
paper
review.
It has been a while.
Hasn't it? Yeah. And but it's good to see you. It's good to have you back. Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Johnny Seifert, and I'm a Jew.
That's right. Because this is the Diversity Paper Review, where a different diversity each day comes in and reviews the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Where are we going to start? What newspaper have you delved into first, Johnny?
I've gone to all the best newspapers, yeah, which are the red tops, not the white tops.
Okay,
so we're kicking off with the Daily Mirror,
yeah,
and they're saying that kids are taller on cow's milk. So
kids are taller on cow's milk.
So you know how we're always told, oh, you need to be healthy, you need to have soy milk, you need to have almond milk. They're saying, no, you need to have cow's milk because otherwise you'll stay small.
Right.
So, John, what do you put in your cereal?
Right, well, I don't have cereal, so for a start.
Do you not?
No.
You seem the type who would, like, sit down with a bowl of corn, like, your wife would sit you down, have a bowl of cornflakes, you know, pour the cornflakes in, pour the milk on top.
Yes. No, that doesn't happen. But in my beverage of choice, which is tea, I would have cow's milk. I wouldn't mess about with any of the other stuff.
See, I always think if you have soy milk that you might, I don't know, lose weight, but then that's
why?
The smallest part. Well, because they always say it's more healthy, so I always try to go for the healthy alternatives, but then I have a chocolate bar afterwards. So
well, that's where
it kind of equals itself out, doesn't it?
Is it soy milk chocolate?
No.
You see, it's dairy chocolate. Milk chocolate, and that's where you're going wrong. If you had a soy milk chocolate bar, I mean, I don't even know whether that's a thing, but I suppose it probably is.
I'd like that if it was. I do like soy milk. I do like coconut milk
as well.
Do you
like goat's milk?
No, but I like goat's cheese.
Well, that's probably similar.
I like goat's milk.
Right. Cat's milk?
No.
Pig's milk?
No, I'm Jewish.
Oh, yeah, good point. Dog's milk?
In China.
What?
You can never eat dog in China.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No.
Oh, where do they eat dog?
Korea.
Oh, in Korea. Oh. Should we move on?
Breast milk?
No.
Okay, just checking. All right, so hang on, though. So this is research that the Daily Mirror have got hold of? What? So
this has come from the St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
And they basically just took a load of kids, did a sample, and they said, right, line up. And they realised all the people who were small were the ones who were having soy and almond milk, and all the people that were tall were having cow's milk.
Right. So cow's milk makes you grow big.
Apparently.
Right.
Well, it's good for your bones, isn't it? It's got the calcium in it.
Yeah.
So I see where they're coming from, but also at the same time, it's like, well, no, you've already told us not to have so much milk, and you're saying,
yeah,
it's like the eggs, you know, do you have 6 eggs a week? Is it 6 eggs a day? Is it that, 3 eggs?
Ask Podcast Through the Glass has 200 eggs an hour, and that's
jeez,
why that's why she smells of her egg. I don't like it when we can't talk about politics.
Yeah, I love it.
You end up with stories like that.
When we can't talk about politics.
I know you do. All right, what have you got next then? What else has caught your showbiz eye?
Next up, the tea bag. Apparently, it's the best British invention.
This is very themed, isn't it?
Really?
Is it?
Apparently. I don't think it is, but apparently it is
what
the best.
What do you think is the best British?
Well, let me give you the top 10. Right. Or a couple of those
top
10.
Okay,
so, the wheel.
How do we know that was invented in Britain?
I don't know, some historian did it. The fridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sewers. A light bulb. The clock.
Well, they haven't. Thomas Edison invent the light bulb? Wasn't he American? Okay.
This is what the paper's saying.
All right.
What they haven't put is Graham Bell in 1876 invented the telephone.
Alexander Graham Bell.
What did I call him?
Graham Bell. Well, that's fine.
Same thing.
And that's why telephones ring, because of his name. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No, I made it up.
That. Oh, but I'm going to take that fact away with me because I think that's quite good. I think the telephone is the best invention we've ever had.
He invented the word hello, didn't he, I think?
Yes, because otherwise it wasn't a greeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented wrong numbers.
and we invented the tea bag. I don't like it.
The very first phone call
hurts my back.
What, the tea bag or the phone call?
What?
The tea bag, it hurts my back.
What?
Don't worry.
What?
Oh, I get it.
No, you don't.
So what? He doesn't.
I don't.
So, I forgot what I was going to say now.
Something about a tea bag or a phone.
Yeah, I've forgotten. Oh, the very first phone call, that's right, famously.
It was
well, you know, Alexander Graham Bell and his assistant. I think it was his assistant. I can't remember his name. But Alexander Graham Bell was in one room and his assistant was in the other room.
Mm.
And the very first phone call just went from room to room. And what he sent his assistant in the other room to test it. And just, obviously, there was only one number then, one. And so he just dialed that and his assistant picked it up. And it was the first ever telecommunication in that way. And obviously he picked the phone up. And Alexander Graham Bell, the first words uttered on the phone were, have you been missold PPI?
See, people complain that I know, you know, 15 people on Love Island and 15 people on Big Brother at the moment.
Yeah.
Which apparently is useless information.
That
but why do you want to know that? About the phone?
That's
useless information.
Interesting.
It's history. It's interesting history. The people on Love Island are not. But I know that is your area of expertise.
Oh, they are. Don't even start.
Have you got anything show busy in your paper review?
No, I don't actually. I steered away from showbiz.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah,
you're not allowed to talk about showbiz today.
Election day. What else is in your papers then? Hang on. So great. So the tea bag's the greatest, Brisbane Legend. But according to what?
According to a study.
Right.
A study.
I mean,
that
do you agree?
Done.
So what is it though? I mean, the tea obviously isn't British. Tea came from other countries, right? Well, yes.
Yes.
You know, like China, India, Ceylon, that kind of thing. But we were the first people to put it in a bag, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the same with testicles. Fine. Over the rest of the world, just rolling free.
Yeah, they were.
Weren't they? Loose leaf testicles, they called it. And then they came over to Britain, and we had the sensible move of popping them in a bag.
Pop them in.
Well, and they hurt Con's back, didn't they?
Yeah. they track the PGT bag back to ancient Egyptian times, don't they?
I just thought it went back to Johnny Vegas.
They
did.
No, they do. Egyptian.
Yeah, the pyramid. Which was invented by chimpanzees in the first place.
Yes, of course.
So, I'm so lost.
Okay,
I'm moving on.
All right.
We're going over to The Times, my favourite newspaper.
Yes.
All of them. And phone addiction. Obviously, apparently, we're all addicted to our phones. They're now saying that we should have them in black and white, so don't have colour.
They used to be in black and white when Alexander Graham Bell invented them, because they didn't have colour then.
Were they?
Black and white telephone.
Yeah, well, that's why all the images from back then are in black and white as well, because
people used to take photos
on the phone,
on their old ancient old phone. You know the old Bakelite phones you got?
No,
the photos they could take, which is in black and white. So,
all right. Anyway,
yeah.
You know how we've got apps like Snapchat?
Yep,
bright yellow.
Yes,
Instagram bright orange.
Yeah.
They're saying make all apps kind of black and white. Take down the cover on your phone so you've got no filter on it, and apparently the more kind of grayscale and demure it looks, the more it's not going to make you want to check your phone because it's not going to look aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
Cass will like it though because she's a goth.
That's true.
But does she like apps like Snapchat or Instagram anyway?
Well, she would if they were just black and white.
She likes Twitter, but she hasn't altered her avatar photo because she just likes the one with the egg.
Do you think though that having lights will actually affect the way we use our phones? Because I think that, you know, they're now saying in the news this week that there's going to be an option on your phone that when you're driving, that no notifications will go off.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, which I think is sensible.
Let's discuss that at length in the tech review in a bit.
Oh.
Oh, let's. But first, with my answer to it, is no, it's not. You know, if you've got a mobile phone, you want the notifications to go off. Like, I don't want my phone.
Yeah, but not while you're driving, necessarily.
Of course I do.
Well, that's not safe. You're the sort of person to be distracted. You're easily distracted, Johnny.
At least you know, like, if it's a Facebook message, it pings. If it's a Snapchat message, it does its noise. If it's Instagram,
but then you're tempted to check it, aren't you? Because you're the sort of person who wouldn't wait.
But you're more tempted.
Because you're excited that somebody might have got in touch with you.
Well, exactly.
Because it doesn't happen very often.
Exactly. And then therefore you can start guessing who it's going to be for the rest of your drive.
Right. I think phones are overused completely. We've got to the stage now where I think it's actually a little bit of a problem. And you see it in any social situation, don't you, where people are just looking at their phones instead of talking to each other and all that kind of stuff. And I realise that's the world we live in. But I don't think turning them into black and white is going to help that.
But it's a great excuse. I was out last night at an event.
Ooh.
And there was about 100 people there, and I didn't really know anyone. Ooh. So it meant that I kind of had an excuse because I could just be on my phone and pretend I was doing some work rather than actually having to try and have these.
We've all done that, though. When you walk into a party or a room of people you don't know, everyone, you see them pretending to be on their phone just to make it look, scanning the room for someone they know, but actually just not talking to anybody.
I may have actually done that as well, having the phone to me going, hold on a minute. That was just, and I was like, I wasn't on the phone to anyone,
I've done that.
Is that a normal thing, though? Is that, like, a social, like, acceptable thing, though, to, like, do things like that?
Yeah, I think in a social situation like that, I think
I just don't like awkward conversations and small talk. Like, hi, I'm John.
We're just going to say. Finally, what have you got? Finally.
I like this one. This is in the mail today. Bread can be used for more or less everything. So it can be
bread.
Bread. A nice, you know, loaf of bread.
It can be used for more or less anything. What, breaking into a bank vault?
Yeah.
How?
Well, bread can be used to rub off smudges on walls and counters and to soak up spills. So, obviously, it's got the, you know, the material.
A sponge-like
That's
quality.
That's the word I was thinking about. Yeah. And you can make it into a ball by cutting off the crusts if you want to absorb more stuff. And you can dab away the marks gently and it will never rub because it's not going to leave off any remains. So, I was thinking about this and I killed a spider yesterday on my wall.
Right.
And I was like, I know you don't like spiders, but... I was thinking, you know, I left them up, but if I put it in the bread, then it would absorb the spider bread.
And that was Johnny with the paper review there. I think we've all learned nothing. Right, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, it's nice being back.
For the diversity paper review. Remind us of your diversity.
I am a Jew.
That's right, the diversity paper review. The paper's reviewed by a different diversity each day here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, next, we bring you guest action. I'm going to call him friend of the show because he's been on before. Sam Wills is here. You'll know him as Tapeface, the boy with the tape on his face. He's just started a 7-week West End run in London. I went to see it last night, so we'll critique it for him to his untaped face, see how he likes that. That's coming next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got to do Headline Hijack, though, because somebody has to have their made-up news story in the news, which is coming very shortly indeed. Cornelius has the name of the person who has got their story in masquerading as truth.
It's Phil.
Where's Phil from?
Phil is from Tottenham.
Tottenham Phil. Headline Hijack. It's coming next. Talk Radio. Afternoons, I'm John.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
So you kick around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more
rinsing. Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind, to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. Good Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is exactly 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, officer apologises after London attack. Former FBI boss to give evidence. And general election voting is underway.
Talk Radio.
A policeman who was repeatedly stabbed as he tried to tackle the London Bridge attacker says he's sorry he couldn't do more to stop them. The officer, who's seriously ill in hospital, says he was simply doing his job. 8 people died in the attack on Saturday night. His boss, Chief Constable Ian Crowther, says he's been selfless.
His thoughts with the families of those who've lost loved ones and the people who've been injured, and in fact, concerned that the story is not about him, it's about the wider incident, which I think says a lot about the individual.
The younger brother of the Manchester Arena suicide bombers reportedly said he was radicalised in the UK in 2015. Hashim Abidi was speaking to counter-terrorism investigators in Libya, who arrested him after Salman Abidi's attack last month. He's also said he bought the equipment for his brother's attack in Britain, but didn't know where it was going to be used. The ex-FBI boss James Comey is giving evidence shortly about Donald Trump's attempts to obstruct the intelligence agency. According to his opening statement, he'll say the president asked him to drop an inquiry into a former advisor's ties to Russia. People in all 650 constituencies across the UK are voting in the general election. You have up until 10 p.m. to have your say. The parents of a terminally ill baby will take their legal battle to the Supreme Court later after judges ruled his life support should be switched off. Experts told the High Court that Charlie Gard, who has a rare genetic condition, should be allowed to die with dignity. His parents want permission to challenge the ruling so he can have therapy abroad. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg explains their lawyers' argument.
If there isn't going to be any harm caused by that, the parents should be entitled to do as they wish. What the Court of Appeal said in May was that no, that's not what the law says.
And health experts are suggesting music festivals should provide drug testing facilities as standard to help reduce issues linked to recreational use. The Royal Society for Public Health says it'd mean people can test the strength and content of drugs they're considering taking.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
I wasn't actually listening to any of that.
I know. You were busy scribbling.
I was scribbling some notes down. Mm. Did you finish?
Yes.
Excellent.
I need to do the weather.
Good. All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Should we do it now?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Wet across northern England and southern Scotland with heavy showers for Northern Ireland. Drier and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you. Victoria's back. Back. Well, on the half hours. But at 3:30, she'll be bringing you bonus news. Today's bonus news. The reason it's there, her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time because she gets paid the same. Today, vegetable news. We bring you animal, vegetable, mineral news on consecutive days. It covers everything. Today, vegetable news.
Can't we do dog news?
No.
No.
Why?
That would be odd.
Because
no, it'd be totally appropriate because allegedly there's a dog coming into the studio.
We do have a dog coming into the studio as a guest because of the whole dogs at polling stations thing.
Uh-huh.
Dogs so eat vegetables.
Okay.
So, vegetable news is on the way at 3:30. Thank you, Victoria. Now, pre-recorded sport. Who's because it was Moose an hour
it's
ago.
Ben now. I saw him running into the studio.
Okay. Did you find out what any more about the...
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Aren't we?
No.
Oh. Let's not...
Skip over
let's,
that.
Let's not then. All right. Is that because it's election?
No. Right.
Anyway, those are the rules. You can't talk about election, politics, all the issues, or what happened downstairs earlier. Those are the rules. All right, fine.
We can talk about it during the sport while the mics are turned off.
Yeah, that's all. All right, fine. So here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's under-20s are through to a World Cup final. They've beaten Italy 3-1 in South Korea after going a goal down inside just 2 minutes. A second-half Dominic Solanke brace, either side of a goal from Everton's Adamo Lallucman, have sealed a victory for Paul Simpson's side. They'll now face Venezuela in the final on Sunday morning. Later this afternoon, England take on Scotland in the last four of the Toulon tournament. Diego Costa claims he's no longer in Chelsea boss Antonio Conte's plans. That's the despite the Spaniard scoring 20 goals to help his side towards the Premier League title. Costa says Conte told him he did not count on him for next season and it's a shame. It's understood AC Milan are in talks with Costa's agent about a move. Finally, Manchester City have signed Brazilian goalkeeper Edison from Benfica for around £35 million. Edison is City's second signing of the summer following the arrival of Bernardo Silva from Monaco. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, this year's Glastonbury Festival for the first time ever will lay down temporary tarmac across the whole of Worthy Farm. Michael Evis, the owner of the site and the organiser of the festival, has said that the tarmac will solve the mud problems, and once the event's over, he'll release the cows to eat the tarmac to return the farm to its normal state.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next we talk to Tapeface on the radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Loud music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
2:05. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and still to come, in case you were wondering, the big debate at 3:00. All your reactions, of course, the news in haikus. We will be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster. Now, this is, of course, where celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today, Johnny Richardson, who is out of off of X Factor. Robinson. What did I say? Richardson. All right, Robinson. Yeah, all right. I don't know. I don't watch X Factor. Anyway, he will be playing along. Later on. Oh, and also, by the way, it's trending today because it's election day, and it's one of the things you are allowed to talk about on the radio, because we are not allowed to talk about politics at all. That is the law. But you are allowed to talk about dogs outside polling stations, it seems. That is people taking photographs of it. It's trending on social media. But we want your spots, please.
Spotted.
Of gods outside polling stations. So we'll take those. A lot coming in already. Someone's sent us one of Thor outside Asgard Primary School. And the rules are, of course, you can't take a god in.
Can you not?
To a polling station. So it's better to tether them up outside and then you take a photograph of it. There's one here. Someone sent us of Buddha outside a 4th century temple in Nepal.
That is not how to pronounce that
Buddha.
God.
Buddha. I can't believe it's not Buddha. What have you got?
It's Buddha.
Yep.
Someone said they've just seen Lilith by Stoke-on-Trent Community Centre.
Right, good. And one here as well, which is Ganesh, the Hindu elephant god.
Oh, yeah.
Outside the elephant enclosure at Howlett Zoo in Kent, which, of course, has been turned into a polling station.
Yeah.
So that's why. Let us know. Hashtag gods outside gods at polling stations.
Yeah.
Is that the hashtag?
Hashtag gods at polling stations. You can send photos.
Send us
as
photos.
Well.
As well.
Some people already have.
We're tweeting them now at Talk Radio if you'd like to see them. Right, 2:08. Here we go then with guest action. Tapeface is with us. Tapeface, the boy with tape on his face, Sam Wills.
Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
Mime on the radio.
Yes,
one
exactly.
more time.
Yeah, once more. It's because the second time you've been in. And last time we removed the tape forcibly.
Yeah, it was good.
we've done it again. Look, good to see you. And it was good to see you last night, because we came down to your show. Was it the first one last night?
That was the official press night of launching the season. So we had a preview the night before that was just to me finding my feet again.
Yeah.
And then, last night was the first night.
Yeah. And how was it from the stage end?
From the stage, it was delightful. You were a lovely bunch of people.
Weren't we?
Yeah.
Well, you were. I thought we did very well.
You guys did very well, yeah.
You know, if you were going to review us, I think.
4 stars across the board.
But what was interesting about it as well, and before we start, excellent show. First time I've seen you live.
Oh, excellent.
Actually.
That
so
changes
just,
everything.
It's just never happened before, for which I apologise. But I think I've made up for it now.
Oh, absolutely.
But what was interesting was that, obviously, there were a lot of reviewers in.
Yeah.
So it was one of those awkward things of people with notebooks.
I know. Even when I was wandering into the audience, I could see people scribbling away, and I really wanted to just pick up and write my own little review.
Yeah. Because you knew that was going to be that was going to happen. But does it change the vibe of the show, having reviewers staring at you?
No, I don't care. They're fine, because they're going to review it regardless. But for me, my priority is making sure that the audience are happy.
Yeah.
Because they're also, you know, the audience are going to review when they go onto Twitter and social media and whatnot.
That's true.
And realistically, the audience are the ones who are telling their friends. And there's only so much, you know, reviewers will, they'll bang out the words and people read it, but then people sort of go on to the next day of news and whatever.
Do you think it's like, I think reviewers now, although they would never say this,
no.
but it's, reviewers are sort of less relevant than they used to be because people do it themselves, as you write.
There's a lot of bloggers and whatnot, so it's just if you're on social media, you can review anything, really.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. And I think word of mouth is always going to be the best way to go see a show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've actually seen a show based on a review.
Word of mouth, ironic given you.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it was standing ovation last night.
Yeah, very happy with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully the the first of many.
It's hard. Well, so it's a 7-week run. Garrick, yes. The Garrick Theatre in London. And so, but how long ago was it you were busking in the West End?
I was on the South Bank in 2007. I think
right.
It was. Yeah, Covent Garden. So I was doing shows.
Yeah, like 10. That's like 10 years. Fewer than 10 years.
10 years
from
ago.
That to a West End run.
Yeah, I know.
That's incredible.
It's
isn't it?
Bananas. It's great. It's pretty exciting. So there was that thing of, you know, I remember hearing the stories of, you know, Eddie Izzard was a street performer in Covent Garden, and then he cracked onto the West End and went on to even bigger and better things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's pretty exciting for
me. But all your street performing skills, I mean, we touched on this last time, I know, but there'll be new listeners now. All the old ones have gone. but in terms of the skill of a street performer, because the stuff you do, I mean, it is difficult to categorise in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's not stand-up comedy, of course.
No, it's its own little niche oddity.
Yeah. But it's kind of, what is it? It's part mime, it's sort of props comedy, I
say. Yeah,
it's
prop comedy, interactive, kind of improvisation. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just
there's
nonsense.
A lot of props.
It's joyful nonsense.
It is joyful. It is joyful. And the amount of stuff, and what I want to know, because it's hard to talk about the show, because I don't want to give anything away to people who haven't seen it before. But in terms of the amount of props you use and the speed with which you utilise them, involving members of the audience being pulled out on the stage, how do you remember where they all are? Because I thought at one point I saw you look in the wrong box, but
no,
it might have been deliberate.
I don't tell anyone, but I did actually lose a couple of props last night. During the interval, I was trying to pack my bag and I got distracted. So when I was on stage, I suddenly went, I don't have the right stuff. Great.
And that's why it's improvised.
Yeah, but then it's great for me because it keeps me on my toes to go, right, I've got 2 minutes before this bit's coming up. I need to find a situation to make this work. And no one noticed, which is fine. Except, the people who know the show, they come up to afterwards and they went, well, where were your props? And it's like, I just thought I'd, you know, bring some fun to the show, you know, improvise away.
But it is, it's a sort of greatest hits package, I suppose, isn't it, as well? But interestingly, you can do that because a stand-up comedian can't really get away with that because once a joke's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely, and it's a bit like a band as well, because some people are coming to the show to see their favourite routine, which is a bit strange. So when I pull out a certain prop, people react to it as if they go, the oven gloves are now my stairway to heaven. They come out, it's like, oh, great, we're getting this fun.
Yeah, and this is, for those that don't know, this is singing oven gloves.
Yeah, singing oven gloves. Lionel Richie and Diana Ross, I just can't go wrong.
You did that on America's Got Talent.
That's
didn't
the
you?
One.
That went viral.
That went very
it?
Viral. Yeah. No, I should get that cleaned up.
and it's in terms of the invention, because while I was watching it last night, I was thinking, obviously, the way you come up with the idea. Because what I like about it as well is that you build it on stage. So there's an end game of what the audience members participants have to do, but the creation of you teaching them and rehearsing them is all part of the show.
It's the exposure, and even when I'm making some of the puppets, I like the idea of actually you get to see the process of things coming to life on stage.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that behind the scenes that people want to see.
Yeah.
And then it becomes back to, you know, it's just playing. It's the idea of getting people up on stage, because as an adult, you kind of forget how to play. So it's like, come along, forget about the real world and just and regress a bit for 2 hours.
Which works brilliantly. And what I like as well is that the good-natured, the audience, because, you know, it's that thing of people don't want to be picked on and brought onto the stage, do they? A comedy gig. But yeah, of course, it's all done in such good-natured. And no one's going to look like an idiot because everyone's playing along.
Yeah, everyone succeeds. That's the thing. Like, when people come up on stage, I want them to succeed. So they have to get a huge round of applause at the end, and they will achieve their goal, because the thing they're doing is pretty straightforward and simple.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be fun.
Well, you say that. You say it's straightforward and simple. Oh. But the poor girl that was trying to hit a ping pong ball with a tiny toy club off the updraft of a hairdryer into a makeshift.
Did you notice I make her do it left-handed as well?
Oh, yes, I know.
So good. I'm stacking the odds.
Really, I was thinking that's the wrong way around for most people.
I need to make that 3 minutes. Come on. I need to make that 3 minutes.
But that's, I mean, again, it's not a spoiler alert, really, but that's basically what happens. And then, but you're feeling for her because everyone's willing her to get this ball into the thing she's got to get it into. But at the same time, you've got a massive box of these things.
Yeah, there's a few ping pong balls there, but the noise the audience make when that ping pong ball lands, it's
a proper cheer.
It's a
hole in
one. Everyone loses their mind.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And then, what makes you struggling to hold the thing? But that's part of it. The way you react, because that changes every night, of course. Because people all act differently.
Yeah.
So, and that's a huge part of the show.
One of the female volunteer last night who was involved in a bullfight. Like, she was delightful. She brought this amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She brought this incredible energy to the show that just made it. Again, it was a thing where the audience watching knew that it was a special show because that would never happen again.
Yeah. So, and there was that guy that came up who didn't really want to get involved.
Yeah,
had
totally
to go
got,
away.
Got rid of him. So the thing, if you come onto the stage and you're not endearing to the audience. And they pick up on it, it's like, well, we better get rid of this guy. We don't need this.
But when you go out into the audience and pick on people, is it because I was sitting next to one of our producers yesterday, the one that smells of an egg out there, Kat, and she doesn't know. And she said to me, because it was one of those things you go and go, I don't really want to go on the stage. And she said, no, the trick is if you stare at them and look them in the eye, they won't pick on you. And I thought, do I try? Is that true?
No, not at all. Well, for me, if people stare at me, sometimes I'll choose them. Sometimes I'll choose people who are desperately looking away, because anyone who looks as though they don't want to come, me to go near them, or they look like they're terrified of the stage, for me, then it's a good chance to go, well, let's see if we can bring you out of your shell a bit. Let's enjoy this.
And so there's no hard and fast.
No, there's no hiding. Right. There's no hiding for me. And every seat's a hot seat.
Next to
nobody's safe.
The guy on the other side, because we were in the middle of a row, said, it's fine, look, because you're just getting people from the end of the row and you're safe here. And then the next thing, he came out and got someone from the middle of the row in front of us.
Yeah, it's got to happen.
The balconies are safe, though.
Well, I'm working out a way to get up there, so don't worry.
Okay. No, zip line them down.
Rig a couple of ladders in or something.
Because there's a lot of rigging going on in your show.
There is a lot of rigging. There's a lot of stuff in the show.
So I'm sure you could involve, you could build a ladder and then a zip line as part of the act.
Absolutely. Bringing a ladder would not look out of place.
It really wouldn't. So in terms of what I did get from it as well, in terms of what you do as well, because... And why it's sort of it's universal, of course, it's all ages, it's all languages, because it's all silent in terms of yourself. Well, there's a lot of music, good music choices.
Yeah, I know. It's, again, a nostalgia trip, so it's like 80s, 90s, good tunes.
Bit of Bon Jovi in there.
Oh, I can't go wrong.
Good tunes.
Yeah.
But it's it works for everyone. But I was thinking, when I was watching it, I was thinking kind of, it's that Mr. Bean thing in a way.
Yeah.
And I was wondering as to the future, in whether or not, because look how well that did internationally.
Yeah. He did pretty well.
And you do internationally well on stage, Vegas and so forth.
Doing all
but
right.
You could branch this into animated anything or whatever. Quite fun.
Well, the joy of animation is then you can do absolutely anything. Then I can pull a ladder out of my little bag.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Although you'd forget that.
So. I'd improvise something else. Pull out an elevator. I don't know. Yeah, no, there's all sorts of options for, comic books and cartoons and whatnot. It'd be great fun.
Yeah.
I'm down for anything.
Because in terms of other stuff, because you've been doing this a long time now.
Yeah.
But hugely successful. With the 7-week West End run, for heaven's sake. But in terms of other stuff, because you have done other stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you see this now as sort of like where you are, where you want to be in your long-term plan? Or are you thinking, right, there's other stuff I want to do?
I'm still enjoying writing for the character. So I'm actually writing a new show at the moment that is going to come out later on. So at the moment, this is a joy for me to do this as a best of show, because it's kind of like purging the last of this material, knowing that I've got something coming up later on. But then I'm also, I occasionally write up new characters and new shows, and I just sort of put them away for later and then make sure that, once the show's finished, I'll move on to the next thing. I think also because the character came about because everyone expected me to do something else, so I think when people start expecting, oh, there's just going to be another Tape Face show, then it's like, oh no, whoops, he's gone, next thing, move on.
Yeah, and in terms of how you do write, because it's not, it's not scripted, clearly. So in terms of writing, is it just about going, right, I've got a shower head and a fluffy duster. How am I going to make a routine out of this?
I kind of go to the Poundland shops.
You must spend hours in Poundland.
It's a long time walking around listening to Spotify and then trying not to get kicked out of these shops or loitering. It's just buying junk and then looking at it and then going slightly mental in a room for about a month.
Well, look, we're out of time, sadly.
Oh, great.
I know. But thanks for coming in for a start. So the run goes from now, but 7 weeks.
7 weeks. It's getting out of control.
It is, isn't it? The Garrick Theatre in London. But look, good to have you in.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time off your face in order for that. But no, do go, because we were all there last night. And I'm not going to tell you anything about the grand finale and the ending of it.
Oh, it's so good.
But that is a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it is.
What I'm going to say is I don't think I've ever had such fun at the end of a show with what happens at the end of your show.
And I figured out why that end of the show exists. It's because I realised I never had a 21st birthday. So I've written a finale that I can celebrate every night for 7 weeks.
And all I'm going to say as well is that must take some clearing up.
Oh yes it does.
I bet the theatre staff hate you.
They enjoy it at the moment because we're two shows in.
7 weeks from now.
Drop me a line in 7 weeks.
Got to clear all that up again. All right, fine. Anyway, Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tape Faces at the Garrick Theatre from now for 7 weeks in London. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, we'll talk Naked Germans. Because we can't talk about the election. We've cast the net wide. What can I say, Sam?
Fair enough.
We can't talk about the election, so, we'll go wherever. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
This June, if you test drive the Qashqai, Juke or X-Trail, Nissan will give you an extra £650 off. That's up to a massive £2,900 on a Qashqai at only 4.99% APR representative. Yes, Nissan will give you money off just for test driving our best-selling crossover range. I know it sounds unlikely, but that's what it says here in this script. I haven't read it wrong. I'm a properly trained actor. I've done Shakespeare and telly and hundreds of voiceovers. Search Nissan offers if you don't believe me. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. 4.99% APR representative. Offer excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s. Order and register before the 2nd of July from participating dealers only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Stock for Father's Day gift ideas. At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool Bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up? Work to do. Shower? Tick. Shave? Tick. Dressed? Next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Monmouthshire, the A40 southbound, there's a lane closed, very slow traffic due to emergency repairs between Dixton Road and Cinder Hill Street, with congestion back to the B4164. In the West Midlands, the M6 southbound, there's a lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 10 and Junction 9 for Wensbury. In Northamptonshire, the M1 northbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier overturned vehicle between 15 for Northampton and 15A for Toaster. I'm Paul Jenkins.
At the Co-op, burgers, sausages, chicken breast and salmon are only 2 packs for £7. Time to tidy up the garden and get the barbecue ready. Another deal for you from the Co-op.
Subject to availability, varieties are stocked. See participating stores for details.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him! Just ahead of our work experience punditry, let me tell you that tomorrow afternoon this show will be live from College Green, opposite the Houses of Parliament. You know where all of the media goes, doesn't it? Down to College Green, and they with all the politicians hanging around, and all, you know, they're all down there, all the big names, aren't they?
Yeah.
And now us.
And now us.
Yeah, that's right.
We're there.
And a tiny little.
A better pitch than LBC, I'm told.
Have we?
That's what I'm told.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Stuff then.
Okay, good. Anyway, so this show tomorrow live from College. I mean, it won't work because, you know, the equipment will fail. But, you know, we'll give it our best shot. But we've got some very special guests lined up for you for Results Day, of course. Anyway, we can't talk about that today because it's election day. And instead, we're going to be talking about geeky, gadgety stuff. It's work experience punditry. It's where we drag our work experiences away from the dull drudgery, Selena, of what they make you do.
Oh, yeah.
And put you in front of the microphone.
I find I've seen the light for about the first time in 4 hours, I think.
I know. What have they had you doing?
Well, I was down in the cellars, sort of cleaning, scrubbing the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had to polish someone's shoes. I didn't even know their name.
It's Julia Hartley.
Yeah, might have been her.
You say shoes. We call them jack boots. But
So, it's been good.
And the cellar, the whole cellar thing, I mean, that is grim. And the reason that's grim is because it's like out of Silence of the Lambs. Because there's someone captured down there. That's Prod Cass, our assistant producer.
I didn't think I could hear someone, but...
Yes, they're in a pit. And what she does, because at the moment she's very flaky and peely. Her skin's peeling.
Oh, okay. And yeah, because as soon as I was clearing up, it just kept reappearing.
She's got that moisturiser, doesn't she? She's got that moisturiser.
Yeah. Oh,
she keeps rubbing it in and then dangling it down the pit on a rope.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a word because honestly, she's been making my life hell this morning.
Did she say to you, it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again? Did she say that to you?
Definitely something along those lines.
Yeah, she does that. She smells like egg. Anyway, Selena, now you're in the bright lights of the studio.
Yes.
And as we've told you, as our work experience is all get to know, we give you proper work experience, a foot on the ladder, on the rung of showbiz and media. That's what we tell you.
Right,
the real reason you're here is we don't have to pay you.
Yeah, no, you know, but there, that's I'm good. Happy.
Okay, so geeky, gadgety stuff.
Yes,
What have we got?
Well, firstly, we've got... the fact that new iPhones will be able to detect if someone is driving, and if they think that you're driving, they can sort of bar messages and social media.
Right.
And they will reply, have an automatic reply to, you know, whoever's texting you, sorry, I'm driving, I'll reply when I meet my destination.
Oh, that's sort of, I don't like that, because that, that then requires you to reply when you reach your destination. Well, the other person's going to think you're rude.
That is very true.
And ignoring them. So that's actually your phone getting you into trouble, because if you just ignore it full stop...
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, you can anything, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's going, no, and then it probably sends out a message, they're there now, they'll text you in a minute.
Yeah,
he's going,
no,
shut up, phone! So when you say new iPhone, is this the current, is there a new iPhone?
No, so it's actually the new feature of the update, iOS 11. So if you update your iPhone, this, at the moment, they only revealed it recently, but it's not clear whether you'll be able to turn the feature off. Because of course, if you're a passenger... You might get a bit stuck.
It's not even
going
that.
On.
I rarely go in cars, but I'm a very fast runner.
Yes.
Really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm just, well, I like to listen
very
to
smooth,
music.
I guess.
When I'm running. Yeah. You know, I'm really fast, but people often mistake me for a car. So I'm wondering iPhone will do that.
I did think there was a car driving around the studio.
It's just me running.
No, it's not a car that people call you. But it does begin with the same letter. So you're.
Cornelius.
Yes, if you like. So, I mean, there is alliteration involved. So this is an update if you do it, but we don't know if you can turn it off, basically.
No, not yet. Or, you know, there's not actually that much that's been revealed. They've just said this is happening. But motoring groups are obviously supporting it because it might help.
I mean, it is a good idea.
Yeah,
but does it stop you making calls?
I think you know, when you get a message, your phone lights up.
Yeah.
Basically, the screen just won't light up.
Oh, I see.
Because if you're sort of driving and you have your phone, you know, in the cup holder or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see that message, you're like, oh. Yeah. But you're tempted, but you just know that it could be a £200 fine and 6 points if you're not careful. So. I don't know.
But people are still making calls on their handsets, aren't they? I mean, people, I suppose, do look at messages.
Yeah.
But if you stop at traffic lights, for example, or a level crossing, does it know?
Would it activate? I don't know. There's,
I suppose it's got to be moving or something.
Yeah. Well, they said it will either be detected whether your phone's like connected via Bluetooth or cable, or they might use speed detection.
Right.
But I think they're still
figuring
it out.
But what if you're on a train, Selena?
I know, this is it. Or, as you say,
a passenger.
Or a bicycle. Or,
yeah.
A tortoise, I don't know.
A tortoise. People do ride.
I'm a horse. It might even stop my texting when I'm a horse.
Yeah, do you have a horse?
I do.
Do you?
I actually do.
You? You've got a horse?
Yeah, not with me, but...
Tell me you've taken it to a polling station. That's allowed.
Yes, I should. I have actually taken my horse. I wrote on the last day of school, I galloped my horse in my school field as a prank. And almost got excluded from exams.
That is the poshest prank I've ever heard.
Really,
darling, I'm from Windsor.
Oh God! Yeah, I mean that is. I mean, you know, I think I was. I mean, I don't condone this, but, you know, there may have been incidents where somebody I know launched a firework at a deputy head teacher. I know. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
No.
He got the cane. But anyway, it's a long time ago. It wasn't me. But riding a horse, galloping a horse around the school field as a prank.
It was
sort of
my lifelong dream, to be fair. I don't really mind what I do now in life because I've achieved all of my goals.
That was your goal, was it?
Yeah. So I'm just chilling out.
What's your horse called?
Maddie. Maddie Moo.
Maddie Moo?
Well, she's...
That's a cow's noise.
Name. She has got a cow print. Like, she's cow print horse.
That's cool.
She's not a cow, she is a horse.
Right, are you sure?
I don't know. I could have really bad eyesight. It doesn't go very quickly.
I'd like a horse, please, but do you do it in cow print?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course we do. It's Windsor. Are you sure it's just...
We
could do leopard print and we could design the horse however you like. We've got a Paul Smith one over here. Stripey.
A Capkidson horse.
Ah, oh, floral horse.
Oh, yeah.
Floss. Anyway, stay with us, Selena.
Yes.
We'll continue this tech review. Yeah.
Very off tangent.
After the news break, where we'll hear more about you and your horse. weird. All right, fine. So that's coming over the next half an hour. And, of course, we will be talking naked Germans. That's right. Look, we're casting the net wide. We can't talk about politics, so we're going there. The travel editor of the Sunday Times, Steve Bleach, will be joining us. To talk about naked people in around 15 minutes time, but it's 2:30 now and Victoria is here with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A police officer seriously injured in the London Bridge attack has apologised that he couldn't do more to stop the terrorists. He's also thanked people for their support, insisting he was simply doing his job. Eight people were killed on Saturday night. The officer's boss, Chief Constable Paul Crowther from British Transport Police, has been praising his bravery.
He saw people were under attack and made his way immediately in to try and save those people. And from that, literally ended up fighting with the three terrorists.
The younger brother of the Manchester bomber says the pair became interested in the Islamic State group while living in the UK. Hashim Abidi has told Libyan investigators he became radicalised while in Britain in 2015. The ex-FBI boss James Comey is due to give evidence about Donald Trump's attempts to obstruct the intelligence agency. He'll say the president asked him to drop an inquiry into a former advisor's ties to Russia. The World Health Organization says the number of suspected cholera cases in Yemen has risen to more than 100,000 since April. Aid agencies are warning of a runaway epidemic in the war-torn country. Party leaders have been casting their votes in the general election. Polling stations are open till 10 p.m. amid heightened security following the recent terror attacks. And Phil Collins has been forced to postpone two gigs in London after tripping and suffering a bad cut to his eye. He's given stitches and is being kept in hospital for observation. The weather wet across northern England and southern Scotland with heavy showers for Northern Ireland. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Phil Collins.
Yes, John.
Fell over against all odds. Walking down.
I don't think it was against all odds because he has a health condition which means he struggles to walk.
High vis jacket required.
No. Are you going to do the Sisu Diao one again? Well done. Yeah, great.
Okay.
Anything else to add?
No, they're the only three Phil Collins songs on it.
Okay.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Great. Victoria will be back in an hour. Well, half an hour, but then an hour again with today's vegetable news. Do you want to? Could you?
I haven't looked because I don't want to do it.
Tease us with a vegetable.
No.
All right. Anyway, she's that's what she's going to be doing. Bonus news in around an hour's time. That's something for us all to look forward to. Next, we continue with horse news from Selena, who galloped one round a school field as a prank. She's reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff on Talk Radio. We'll do it next.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio. Tonight from 10.
Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, for instant results, breaking news and expert analysis as the votes are counted.
The factions, the fury, the fallout.
Order.
Get knockout election coverage that packs a political punch from Talk Radio's Instrument of Power.
The rumours are completely unfounded. There's no cause for alarm.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer. Sorry, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Going to the country.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. So work experience punditry, that is what we are talking. What are you laughing at?
Someone's tweeted us a picture of a horse at a polling station.
Okay, good.
Thank you, CJ.
Selena is our work experience. So she's doing work experience punditry, reviewing geeky gadgety stuff. We've already talked about an iPhone update that will switch the iPhone off in the car in terms of notifications for safety. We've also talked about the fact that she galloped a horse around a school field.
I get really distracted quite easily, can you tell?
Yeah. The horse was a cow print horse. Piebald.
Piebald, the technical term.
Yes, that's the horse that Tonto had in The Lone Ranger.
Never watched it.
No. I think he had a piebald horse.
Oh, I'll have to watch it now and have a look.
I think that's right. How long have you had a horse, Manny?
Since I was 18. I've been begging
since
I don't
know how old you are now, so that doesn't help me.
Oh, yeah, neither do I. How old am I now? 21, I think, okay. Last time I checked.
Right, and what was the reason for getting a horse? What's the...
Well, I'd always wanted one. You've been riding since I was 8, and, you know, just sort of asked my mum quite a few times a week.
Yeah.
And then when I was 18, I found this horse, loved her.
Yeah.
I thought, right, I really want this one. Went home, cried,
yeah.
And mum bought me a horse. Bought me the horse.
Oh,
I thought,
how the other half live.
I mean, really. No, I'd waited a long time, but I just thought, if I'd learnt to cry earlier, would have got one.
Yeah.
Ages ago, so... Yeah. Yeah. Just turn on the tears, basically, and it sort of happens.
Right,
no,
yeah.
I'm very grateful to my parents, but just get that one in.
All right, good. Yeah. A lot of people at food banks listening to this going, oh, well. Anyway, don't eat a horse. Anyway, listen, geeky gadgety stuff, where are we going next?
All right, so we've had drones, we've had self-driving cars, and it now looks like we're getting self-driving cargo ships.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically the reasons for this are it reduces human error, which means it reduces the number of accidents at sea. And the ships would use, they sort of combine weather conditions and shipping information or data and calculate the safest and shortest routes. There's this Japanese firm who've had loads of funding behind it, planning to launch this all by 2025. So they plan for them to be manned at first and then to be fully autonomous in the following year, following 2019, by the way.
Right.
I think. But
to be honest, I'd kind of assumed that most of them were automatic anyway.
Oh, really?
I assumed people were on board, but like with autopilot, I assumed you sort of set a ship now and it goes where it goes. But this is just a not crewed ship.
This is a cargo ship.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But there's no human on it.
No one at all. Yeah, so they'll either remote control it.
Yeah.
And then they won't even have to do that. Then they can just press a button, go, you know, like in any maps thing.
Yeah.
They'll just go, right, go from, I don't even know, where would a cargo ship go?
Well, a cargo, well...
Devon? Do they go from Devon?
Devon?
I don't know. I've never seen a cargo ship in my life.
Well, why don't you go home and cry and you'll get one.
I'll give it a go.
I'm always wanting to get international cargo ships since I was 8.
I will try that.
I know, and it probably works.
I'll turn up in one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Down the Thames.
Down the Thames, yeah. Well, Southampton, maybe. They go from the south. And they go around the world, don't they? That's what they do, Selena.
For 2 to 3 months.
You're not really in touch with the public world, are you?
No, I'm very sheltered.
Yeah. But I think it's a good idea. I think that's a fine idea. But doesn't that not allow... Because the problem with pirate ships, if you've seen Captain Phillips, piracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no human beings to repel borders.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference? Will we see? And also, how many cargo ships accidents are there?
I did try and research this, and there actually wasn't that much data around. So I don't know if they're just sort of going, look, this is a really good idea, and we're just going to pretend there's a few around. But
okay.
I don't know.
All right. What else have you got?
You can also now transfer money to someone simply by using an emoji. So.
Oh, God. I mean, that makes me...
That is so 2017, isn't it?
Plink. And they basically say that loaning money and splitting bills can be very awkward, you know, if you're sort of like, oh, I'll pay you back later.
Yeah.
And then they don't, and you have to text them a bit, you know, day after, it's going, oh, I kind of need that now. It's very awkward. So the app's aimed at students and young people who want an instant way to transfer small amounts of money to each other. So, you know, to split a restaurant bill or share a taxi fare.
Right. So it's just linked to your account?
No, so you install the app and it's linked to Apple and Android Pay.
Oh,
and then you basically text someone with the link to the app.
Yeah.
And you can literally send it by that. But obviously all you need to write in the message is an emoji. But I thought this was quite clever because emojis tell 1,000 words.
Which emoji tells 1,000 words?
Well, I'm just saying like that you can...
I mean, the poo one just says poo.
Well, no, it says so much more than that, John. Does it? So much more. Well, I was just thinking you could be sort of quite laid back about the whole thing and send like a little like smiley face, like, you know, that really cheeky one.
How do you know how much money that's going to account for?
You just put the digit in. The app sort
of. Do you know what? It's easy just to pay someone back in cash, isn't it?
No, because you could, if you sort of want to be a bit passive aggressive, you could just send like that egg timer one and they'd really get the message with that, or a clock or something.
Right.
And it's just, it gets the message across a lot quicker.
I hate the modern world. All right. Well, look, thanks, though.
You're welcome.
That was a roundup, certainly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Geeky, gadgety stuff. It's work experience punditry. That is Selena. She's our work experience this week. We've dragged her away from cleaning up the cellar and polishing Julia Hartley Brewer's jack boots. Yep. And she's in here doing some real world experience. So thank you very much for that, Selena.
Thank you.
Right, next, we will talk. We can't talk about the election today. Of course, it's election day. You can't. The only issues you can talk about. We've researched this. We've looked at electoral law. You can talk about dogs outside polling stations. You can talk about the weather. You can say the polling stations are open. You can also talk about naked German people. So that's what we're going to be doing next with the travel editor of the Sunday Times. He's called Steve Bleach. He joins us next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revue for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse this June with our Mega Drill Giveaway. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you could be the lucky winner of a Makita drill at every branch every weekday. That's right, at every Selco branch every weekday in June, we're giving away a Makita drill to a lucky customer. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now for a massive range of building materials and your chance to win in our Mega Drill Giveaway. See selcobw.com for terms and conditions.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Show your superhero how much you love him this Father's Day. At the perfume shop, we have a huge range of brands to choose from, like the new Hugo Boss Iced, available exclusively at the perfume shop from £45. Visit us in store or take advantage of our super fast delivery, available online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop. Terms and conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Somerset on the M5, there's two lanes closed and traffic is queuing. That's because of an accident between Junction 21 at Weston and Junction 20 at Clevedon. On the M16 Greater Manchester, anti-clockwise, one lane is blocked due to a broken down truck between Junction 16 for Pendlebury and Junction 15 for the Swinton Interchange. And in Glasgow on the M8 westbound, there is a broken down lorry causing problems between Junction 8 for Glasgow and Edinburgh Road and Junction 9 at Easter House. I'm Al Booth.
At the Co-op, burgers, sausages, chicken breast and salmon are only 2 packs for £7. Time to tidy up the garden and get the barbecue ready. Another deal for you from the Co-op.
Subject to availability, varieties are stocked. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, of course, it's election day. If you are coming out of a booth, you may be thinking, now, after that tricky business, what I could do with is some kind of break. A holiday away from these shores. We're not allowed to talk about election today other than to say the word booth. I've done that. So let's move on and talk about the holiday, because joining us... well, he's a sort of boss of mine in a way, because regular listeners will know that I write travel stuff for the Sunday Times, and the editor of that section is here. He's called Steve Bleach. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
There. And we've timed this quite well, because I've got a piece coming in on Sunday, which you sent me to do.
Perfect timing, yes.
Yeah. Are
you going to tell the listeners about this piece or not? Because I love the premise of this piece. It's great stuff.
Well, it was your idea, so I think you should do it and then tell me why you sent me to do it.
Well, it turned out that a particular company offered what I thought was a very innovative idea in holidays. We all know that you can go to Bavaria and drink lots of beer because they're awfully good at beer over there, and it's all good stuff, and they have lots of distinct little local breweries and local character and all this sort of thing. And it's all very quaint and very pretty. The idea of cycling between these breweries seemed a bit problematic, as I think you highlighted in the piece, John. You're not going to do it when you're five steins in, but even the next day you might not be feeling like sort of like a 40-50 mile cycle. But these people have electric bikes.
Yes.
So you are electrically chauffeured from one brewery to the next.
Yeah, you make that sound like it's simple, but in fact, of course...
It's supposed to be simple. I don't know how you made it complicated.
Well, you see, you might think that you switch an electric bike on and it just takes you there, but it turns out you do have to pedal, which I wasn't expecting.
We didn't do our deep research on that.
Not really, no. And also, of course, you forgot the belligerent man part of me that went, I'm not even going to switch this on. I'm just going to cycle. But it turns out an e-bike is really heavy because it's got a massive battery attached to it. But I gave it about 2.5 days before I threw it.
So let me get this right. You're blaming me for your macho ego here.
Basically, yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't take account of that, John. I feel quite chastened now.
This piece is going to be in on Sunday, of course, in the Sunday Times travel section. What I liked about it, though, was by following that brief of going, okay, so if you want to go away to Germany, what is there to do? Right? It turns out quite a few things in Germany, which we'll get onto. But that idea of cycling between breweries, it sounds like a what's not to like through the beautiful Bavarian countryside, up and down hill, and switching an e-bike on when you need it.
That sounded fantastic to me. I was rather jealous. I was wondering why I was giving you the trip.
But the beer side of it, I like beer, don't get me wrong, but there's only so much of it I can drink.
It has been said around the place that you do like beer. I've noticed the gossip.
You made me go and bath in some once.
Yes, we did. That was in Prague, wasn't it?
Was.
You can have a spa beer bath in Prague. You just seemed the man for the job. I don't know why.
I don't know why you think I'm in these terms. But in terms of what else you can do, because I know that you've done German stuff, and we were saying before, it's one of those, if you're a country that doesn't have the obvious tourist attractions, you've got to think outside the... Well, the brewery, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're Barbados, you know, it's pretty obvious why people are going to go there. And if you're Venice, it's also pretty obvious why people are going to go there, and so forth. If, on the other hand, you're Germany, a lot of Germany, it's very pleasant. I mean, I've always enjoyed travelling in Germany, but there isn't that big, compelling reason, and so they do think a bit creatively. And that was, I could tell you were leading up to this, John.
Yeah.
We did chat beforehand briefly, didn't we, about when I went to Germany, because they'd opened the world's first naked hiking path. And it's proper sort of 15-mile yomp. But wearing only your boots and your backpack.
Yeah.
That's.
Did you volunteer for that one, or did nobody go for it?
I was not in the position of immense dictator-like power that I am now at the time. I was a minion, and I got dispatched by my then editor, the esteemed Christine Walker, to go and do this. She said, "Oh, that's got your name on it, Steve." I don't know. I have no idea why.
Out of interest, have you got your name on it?
I mean, it's a very personal question.
Some people have that as a tattoo.
I'm not doing that on air. So I had to go and do this thing, and I've never felt so naked in my life. Because you do, there was this very, very funny sign. If you're hiking, you get a proper sign, you know, it's all signposted. And this one was like most hiking trail signs. It had a sort of illustration of an extremely portly Bavarian a chap and a rather portly lady with nothing on, shall we say, in silhouette. But explicitly nothing on in silhouette.
Wow.
So, yes, wow. So they weren't holding back. But the thing I really liked about it, apart from the fact that, you know, singing Felderee, Felderoe with nothing but your boots on is somehow liberating, which it was, is I was terrified, obviously, of meeting somebody else. The bad thing about this path is they let people with clothes go on it, which I think is deeply unfair.
That is unfair. I was going to ask that. That's not on at all.
No, not at all. So I was terrified of meeting somebody with clothes. And so meeting anybody, in fact. And it was quite deserted. But I heard some people talking coming around the corner. And I thought, I've got to hold my nerve here and just walk on like nothing's odd. And they came out, and it was a man and a woman, and they duly were clothed. And I thought, this is the most humiliating thing in my life. And I walked, and we just came up, you know, that long thing as you're looking, and our paths crossed. And I thought, and I was must have been crimson all over, really. And they just glanced over in their deep, they came out of their chat and came out of the conversation, glanced up at me and said, Guten Tag. And walked on past. The Germans are so unfazable.
But the
thing is,
if you know it, I mean, presumably they'd seen the signs, so they know what could. They know they could meet the other way.
I hoped they weren't going to sort of run away screaming or try and do a citizen's arrest.
But of all the places to go rambling, if you're not going naked, why would you choose the Naked Rambler path?
Oh my God! Do you think they were?
I'm just planting that suggestion.
You're impugning their motive.
Yeah.
Perhaps they'd like the scenery, John.
Well, you were the scenery, Steve, to be honest. But it's funny about Germans and nudity, right? Let's be mildly xenophobic. you know, it's election day, why not? During the sign, now this didn't make it into the written thing, I'm afraid, for you, because it's just word count.
Right.
But during it, one of the cycling detours you could make that wasn't a brewery was a thermal bath. Which we duly thought, well, we'll go to that because, you know, that's relaxing after a hard day in the saddle. So off we went, and the age group, put it this way, wasn't ours. It was like Cocoon, if you've ever seen that.
Right, yes, right,
so
okay.
Elderly people in spa, and that was fine till you went into the sauna. And I hadn't really thought it through, but the German people, it turns out, do like their nudity.
Yes,
quite explicitly.
Yes, it's a thing. And if you have clothes on, you're sort of letting the side down in some situations, aren't you?
Yeah, I remained bathing suit attired.
Yeah,
but surrounding me was all manner of sights, of German sights, shall we say?
Yeah,
that weren't necessarily as pretty as some of the towns that I visited.
Yes,
on the route.
Yes.
What is it about Germans and nudity?
They are seriously into nudity. There was a German package tour nudist flight on which you were nude on the flight a few years ago, I remember. I don't know if that one lasted the course, but they are very into it. There's lots of nudist camps around the country. The Croats very into nudity,
really?
As well. Yeah, the Germans and Croats. I don't know why this is, but they are. They are seriously into it.
Right. And on your trail, then, did you meet other nude people? And that was that fine?
Eventually, there were a couple of other nude people, and they were fine, and it was fine, and I did sort of relax. But I think if there had been more nude people around, and you'd been chatting, maybe having a glass of wine with them, you know, sort of playing Monopoly or something.
Yeah.
It would have been fine. But every time I met somebody new, there was that, because they were so sparse, it was just as awkward again. It was quite traumatic.
And you were on your own?
I was on my own. My wife declined.
Yeah. Did
I
you,
wasn't quite sure why that was. But
No. Are you allowed to... Should it rain? Are you allowed to wear a poncho?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I mean, are the rules...
I didn't even check that out. I feel I haven't done my research. I need to go back and do the piece again when it's raining.
I think so, yeah.
It's, maybe that's one that you could do.
Moving on. So talk about the other stuff to do with Germany as well. We don't want to concentrate on Germany, just simply because I'm plugging my piece in the newspaper.
Yes.
That's why.
The Sunday Times. It's from sale on all good news, from all good news agents.
That's
on Sunday.
And you can get it online and everything, can't you?
You can get it online and everything.
That's
it's
right.
Brilliant.
It's
mainly for John Holmes, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. Well, by the way, thank you for forcing me into awkward photographs for the biking thing as well.
Yeah, well, we weren't happy with the photographs we got from Bavaria, so we thought we'd make you do some more.
And fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You looked lovely. lovely.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, you can see those in the Sunday Times.
The Sunday Times. Let's talk about Sundays.
Colditz briefly.
Yes.
Because as you say, this is about countries who have to just turn to what they have got in order to attract you to go.
Yeah.
And Germany's got a lot of beautiful, medieval towns. One of the towns I went to, Rothenburg, I didn't realise that was where Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was filmed, for instance. Mm. And it was like, oh,
I didn't know that.
It's amazing. Mm. Well, that means you haven't read my piece, then, because
I skipped that line.
Okay, fine.
Help me here.
All right. So let's talk about Colditz, because people of a certain age will remember Colditz for yes. various reasons. Some people might have been in prison in there. I remember it from the board game, Escape yes. from Colditz.
I remember it from the TV series.
Oh, yeah.
I was quite little. I think our younger readers will have to bring it up to speed very briefly. Very briefly. Colditz was a prisoner of war camp, which sounds pretty grim, but it was for very high escape risk Allied officers, and there was a boast that nobody could ever escape from it. But a few Allied officers, including the late Airy Neave MP and various others, esteemed, did manage to escape from it. The conditions were harsh, but not inhumanitarian, It was a few years ago. It was a big, rather picturesque castle in Lower Saxony, I think. A few years ago, they decided in their very pragmatic German way they were going to turn it into a youth hostel because they didn't know what to do with it. It had been in old East Germany, and they'd used it as various things, a hospital and various other stuff. So they said, we should make it into a youth hostel. So that was almost verging on a xenophobic.
It was, well done.
I'm very sorry about that. I've got some of my best friends are German, and that's true, actually. So they decided they'd do this. And then, so I rolled up there and said, I'd like to break in, please. And he said, but you have a key. It's all fine. I said, no, the point is I want to break in and then break out again, because, there's a great history of people breaking out of this castle, and I want to emulate them. And he looked at me in a very, very puzzled way, and he thought the English were very peculiar, which I suppose we are.
Yes.
But then I nipped down into the town afterwards and bumped into a bunch of other peculiar English people who said that they'd come there explicitly with the plan to break into and break out of Colditz. And so that night we proceeded to do so.
That's good. This was clothed, I'm presuming.
This is entirely clothed.
Yeah.
Though there was a very tight air duct where it would have been probably, getting through the space, at least a bit of, butter or something.
But did you use routes that were previously...
Yes, there was a route, done some research, and there was a route that one of the very, very brave Allied officers had managed to break out of. And because it's quite a big castle, the large parts of it that were still semi-derelict, really.
Yeah.
So it was sort of a bit of mining the old building as well. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, things to do in Germany.
Yes.
While you're here, very briefly, because we're going to have to wrap it up, but in terms of what we all should be now looking at throughout, where are the places we should be going?
Well, I think most people are, for reasons of the world we live in now, looking to go somewhere they feel safe.
Yeah.
That does mean that there's a lot of people going to Spain, a lot of people going to Italy, into France and so forth, which is great. I mean, there's always new places to explore there. I just came back last weekend from Valencia being with the children, which is a completely underestimated city. It's got a city, it's got loads of tapas, it's where they invented paella, and it's got a really lovely beach. Beat that lot.
Yeah.
So we had a fantastic time with the kids there. But there's a few places, new places, new flights coming to Georgia. And that's not Georgia in the States. That's Georgia in the Caucasus. And there's a riffling of maps, if you have one in here, looking at your phone.
Yeah.
But Georgia in the Caucasus got an amazingly long history, a cradle of Christianity, a amazing wine, incredible walking and scenery. I'd highly recommend that. I've just got a reporter now out in Turkey, which has had a very hard time because some people feel unsafe there. So not so many people are going. But I've spoken to him on the phone. He says it's wonderful. The atmosphere's great. It's lovely and warm. He feels tremendously safe there. Mm. We live in an uncertain world at the moment, and I personally love the country, and I'm intending to go back. So those would be some of my recommendations.
Okay, good. Listen, we're out of time, but thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, John.
Good. And where can I go next is my question to you.
Well,
I mean, last year or the year before, you sent me to learn to be a Punch and Judy man in Brighton.
That is true. So. And funnily enough, we've got a vacancy in Skegness at the moment. Are you
busy? Right, okay, good. Steve Bleach is the editor of the Sunday Times travel section. For some reason, he's turned up nude. Don't know why.
It's all lies.
You can read about Germany in my own words, unless he's changed any, on Sunday in the Sunday Times. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Going for lunch, Claire.
McDonald's? Great Taste of America's back with the Louisiana Stack.
What's that?
Two! Beef burgers!
Uh-huh.
Pepper! Jack cheese! I said pepper! Jack cheese!
Ooh, nice.
And S-P-I-C-Y spicy ketchup! Fancy it?
Well, let's go!
Great Taste of America is back at McDonald's. Go all out for the Louisiana Stack with spicy ketchup. Ends Tuesday. Available from 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Jillian, Winston Wolfe, your dishwasher caught fire and your kitchen's destroyed.
Yeah.
You need to get to a safe place pronto, or tonight you'll be sleeping with the Fishers over at number 42.
Hello!
Ugh.
Relax. If you can't stay in your home after a fire, Direct Line will get you sorted with an emergency hotel within an hour of you telling them. Now get going, Mr. Fisher's approaching.
Emergency hotel sorted within an hour. Can your home insurance do that? Excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the latest on the London Bridge attack. Millions of voters head to the polls. And Phil Collins injured in a fall.
Talk Radio.
A British Transport Police officer seriously injured in the London Bridge attack has thanked people for their support, insisting he was simply doing his job. He's also apologised that he couldn't do more to stop the terrorists who killed 8 people on Saturday night. It's been confirmed a 26-year-old French waiter is among the victims. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brent has seen a statement from the family of Alexandre Bijar.
It says this: Alexandre was a marvellous son, a perfect older brother and a radiant young man, much loved by all who had the good fortune to meet him. All his friends praised his kindness, his good humour and his generosity.
Meanwhile, CCTV footage has been released of the three attackers meeting just days before the killing spree. The clip shows them talking and hugging outside a gym in East London. 3 more arrests were made in connection with the investigation last night. A former FBI boss is about to give evidence to US politicians about Donald Trump's attempts to interfere in the Bureau's cases. James Comey alleges the president asked him to drop an investigation into an advisor's links with Russia. He'll also say Mr. Trump warned him he expected loyalty. Democrat Al Green is calling for the president to be impeached.
Obstruction of justice is recognized as a high crime or misdemeanor. And the president, while he is in a very lofty position, probably the most powerful person in the world, but the president in this country is not above the law.
Political party leaders have cast their ballots in the general election. You have up until 10 p.m. to vote. And Phil Collins has had to postpone some comeback shows after being rushed to hospital. The former Genesis star, who has difficulty walking, has been treated for a severe gash close to his eye after tripping up. His concert, scheduled for Thursday and Friday, have been put back until November.
Thank you, Victoria, for the update on the news. Now,
that's all right.
The news of my own that I will bring you is, but this is breaking news, is that Victoria is very excited.
I am.
And she's excited. Why, Victoria?
Because we have a dog in the studio.
That's right.
Mr. Woofy.
Yes. And, well, because it's election day, we can't talk about politics. That's the law, as we know. But what you can talk about is people going to vote. That's the bowling, but polling stations are open.
Yeah.
You can talk about the weather and dogs.
Dogs at polling stations.
Is a trending thing. A lot of people, by the way, sending us their pictures of gods at polling stations. We've had some Thors outside a primary school in Asgard. We've had various gods at polling stations. Keep those pictures coming in. But in terms of dogs, Mr. Woofy, that is the name of the dog, is genuinely here and will be our guest in around 20 minutes' time.
I'm so excited.
I know you are. Then you bring us vegetable news.
That's right.
Yeah, which Mr. Woofy is going to get to hear.
I hope so.
Great. Right then, and then don't forget in the last half an hour, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, the quiz regarding and pertaining to the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Playing today, none other. Oh yeah, they wanted him, we got him. Johnny Richardson. Robinson is off the X Factor and things, and he's going to be playing.
That's rude.
Well, I forgot. Anyway, it's fine. Anyway, X Factor. He's going to be having a go on it. Is what I'm saying. Around 4:45. Right, so all of that to come. Now here, have you done the weather?
No.
Here's the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So wet across northern England, southern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Dry and brighter elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from Noah's Ark in a storm.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England have reached the final of the Under-20 World Cup for the first time. They've beaten Italy 3-1 in South Korea. They'll now face Venezuela in the final on Sunday morning UK time. Diego Costa claims he's no longer in Chelsea boss Antonio Conte's plans. That's despite the Spaniard scoring 20 goals to help his side towards the Premier League title. It's understood AC Milan are in talks with Costa's agent about a move. Manchester City have signed Brazilian goalkeeper Edison from Benfica for around £35 million. Edison City's second signing of the summer, following the arrival of Bernardo Silva from Monaco. Rugby British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland says he's no closer to figuring out his 15 for the Test Series against New Zealand. Wales lock Alan Wynne-Jones leads the side against Crusaders in Christchurch on Saturday. Talk Sport will once again bring you full live commentary. Finally, India have set Sri Lanka 322 for victory in their second Group B match in the Champions Trophy. There's ball by ball commentary over on Talk Sport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks so much indeed. There's Ben with the sport live from Noah's Ark, caught in a storm. And if it's animals you want, it's election day, so it's an animal based day. Then we do have a dog as a guest in around 20 minutes' time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But now it's time for the big debate. So, as you've just been hearing in the news there with Victoria, in America, the ex-director of the FBI, James Comey, will be testifying to Congress. That is just beginning. It's 6 minutes past 10 in Washington, D.C. That is beginning. It's underway right now, the Comey testimony in Congress in America. This, of course, is where he's going to testify, as far as we know, that Donald Trump asked him for his loyalty at dinner. First, he asked him for the salt, then the butter. So he could tweet about it, presumably. This butter is margarine. Fake butter. Sad. He tweeted and then asked him, James Comey, not the butter, for his loyalty. Not that I'm suggesting butter is masculine, specifically. Butter, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, butter can identify however it likes. That is a perfectly welcome addition to the LGBT movement. Lesbian, butter, gay, trans, fat. Butter is a trans fat. But what I'm saying is I don't want to upset... Basically, butter can identify as any gender it likes, as can anyone or anything, just to be clear. Anyway, James Comey. Right, his testimony does seem, what we know about it, it does seem to contradict certain elements of President Trump's version of events. He's appearing before Congress, spelling out the details of those meetings right now. Now, on the line is Talk Radio listener Colin, who's phoned in on a telephone. Good afternoon, Colin. Welcome to Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So you've just heard me say the word spelling there, haven't you? And you've called in because you think there's no need for spelling in this day and age. Why not, Colin?
Well, I mean, spelling's just a representation of sound, isn't it? So if you're, whether or not you spell something correctly, you're still getting the message, aren't you?
Well, it depends what the message is, does it not? I mean, if it's a message that requires something to be spelt out, then surely we need spelling.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you can't be coherent with your message, then spelling doesn't matter. But in terms of when you're just writing something down, then, you know, it doesn't matter if you spell colour with a U or without a U. You know it's colour, don't you?
Yeah, but it requires a certain amount of spelling, doesn't it? You see, because if you think about it, the word colour, whether it's got the U or not the U, then, but if you, that's fine, it still looks a bit like the word colour. But if you spelt colour, I don't know, L, F, V, Z, P, I, then it's, you don't know that that's the word colour, so you do need a spelling.
I disagree. I think that makes perfect sense. I think as long as you know that that means colour, then that's dandy.
Yeah, but that's just a version of spelling.
Is it?
Well, yes, because it's just some letters written down. And there, but because we know the word colour is the word colour, then, and by the way, any colour can identify whatever colour it likes, you've got the... Do you see what I mean? You've got.
I don't think we even need it. I mean, we're living in a world of smartphones. You could just send each other. We don't need to write things down anymore. Right. Just send each other voicemails. So you know what I mean?
So you just get rid of. Let me bring in Alf, who's been listening to you and is called in. Alf, good afternoon.
Hello, darling.
Hello there. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now you've heard
pleasure,
what?
Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Colin has said we don't need spelling. Now, my argument, as you've just heard, is that because we agree that letters in a certain order spell something, then that is spelling. And Colin's saying, well, if we all agree that something else spells colour, then we have to. But that's still spelling, isn't it, Alf?
It is, yeah, and I think you're quite right there, John. The letters need to form words in the correct way.
Yeah.
I mean, let's use you as an example, John.
Okay.
Now, you spell your name without an H.
That's right, J-O-N.
Just J-O-N, yeah. Which is very important for your one fan, because, you know, if your one fan was to try and Google you,
yes.
And he misspelt that by just a single H,
yes.
He could be away from a different John Holmes altogether, couldn't he? That is probably more prevalent on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's true. If you do Google John Holmes with an H, do have your safe image thing on.
Yeah, I mean, another example is that we all know that, you know, you, John, pretend to be a comedian, and there's actually a team of comedy writers behind the scenes that write your lines for you.
Every single one, including this one, yeah.
Yeah, imagine if they couldn't spell. They could put your career seriously on the line.
Well, I do that myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the example of the word count. You know, if they misspelt the word count by just one letter,
yeah.
They could have you thrown off the airwaves and your career could be even further down the toilet than it already is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But bring in Colin again now. Colin, you've heard of a spelling bee, of course. That's we know about this, don't we, the spelling bee. And it's easy to spell bee, it's just... B. But in the US, and I'm presuming, Colin, you're going to agree with this, I don't know. Tell me if you do or not. In the United States of America, if a child can't spell, this is where you get the spelling bee from, of course, they throw it into a swarm of bees, right? And that teaches children how to spell. It teaches them the value of spelling, doesn't it? So it is valuable, because otherwise you get thrown into a swarm of bees, Colin.
Well, listen, I think those bees are better served elsewhere, aren't they? Don't we have a pollination problem? Don't you think they should be working for the environment or something? Give them a job worthwhile.
Yeah, it's a children's education we're talking about, Colin. If a swarm of bees stinging a child that can't spell helps that child learn, then that is a valuable lesson to learn, isn't it? I mean, obviously...
Well, you can teach them to spell, you can teach them to speak. If you can teach them to speak, they'll be able to deliver a message, won't we? Voicemail, I'm telling you.
Right. What about people who can't speak... just an update, by the way. They've banned... I just got a word in my ear there. They've actually banned the throwing of children into swarms of bees now in America. You can't do that. What you get now, still called a spelling bee, but it's just a teacher dressed as a bee with a taser. And if a child can't spell...
As long as they're still disciplined, that's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, it sounds to me like Colin wants to live in a world where people are getting things mixed up. I mean... Who wants to? We all know that, for instance, Gordon Ramsay is a wrinkly cook.
Yes.
But we wouldn't want that to be, you know, misspelt and misinterpreted. And who would want to live in a world where, you know, James Corden might accidentally be described as talented?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to call him, I was just misspelling it there, a wrankly cook. I mean, that would be a terrible, terrible thing to do, and you probably can't say that on the radio. If you, just do away with spelling. Let's follow Colin's example here, right? Colin, let's do away with the spelling. Talk to me now like you can't spell, Colin. Just give me a sentence, just a random letter. That you've thrown together, just like you can't spell.
When give us the example, it's a good nut,
yes.
And bull.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? Now no one knows what you're talking about, which is good because that's, you know, part of the raison d'etre of a phone-in show. If you look at history, right? Let's look at history. Spelling, witchcraft. They used to believe it was witchcraft, of course. Witches put letters in cauldrons, pulled out words, and if they pulled out a word that made any sense, they got burned as a witch, obviously. That's the history of it. It's not witchcraft. It turned out not to be witchcraft. It just turned out to be sort of grammar, punctuation, that kind of thing, didn't it? It was all part of the language. So are you calling people who spell witches, Colin, even in this day and age?
Yeah, I think they're all witches. I think really, words have power in this day and age. We only need to look at the state of the world to understand that.
Right.
And if we all spoke to each other,
yeah,
rather than spelling to each other,
yeah,
then you know what? We'd be in a zipped situation.
Right. How much
the problem? You're making a problem here, Colin, because there's two spellings of the word witch, aren't there? So how can you differentiate witch from witch?
Yeah.
Well, I think we all know which one we mean when witch is witch.
Well, which is which?
Which is the witch.
Well, which is, isn't
witch
it?
Yeah, but
which witch is which?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the witch is the witch that you would want to adhere to.
Yes,
but... You want a witch or witch.
Yeah, but
and which one?
Or which two. I mean, there might be two of them.
Or, exactly.
Or which A or which B.
I mean, that's how you differentiate between witches. Which one, which two, which... Three.
Or which A and which B.
Yeah, well, the B, well, again, you can't throw children into a swarm of bees. We've established that.
Well, so you're now adding extra letters.
So
you're now adding extra letters. So you're sort of backing up the spelling people of the world.
Should there be... You're saying there should be more spelling, Alf. You're calling for more spelling. How much more spelling should there be? I'm going to put you on the spot here. Put a number on it. I mean, should there be 10 more, 10 more spelling, 20 more spelling?
Can I give you a ratio? I'd say, you know, a 2-1.
2-1 more spelling?
Yeah.
All right, and Colin, you obviously would be against that. I mean, that's something you don't want to see, isn't it?
No, I don't want to see that at all. I think it's entirely binary idea, the idea that spelling can be right or wrong. Life's a spectrum, John. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm somewhere in the middle. All I know is it's dip.
What do you think of Tori Spelling, the actress who used to be in Beverly Hills 90210? Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, I think she should just be thrown in with the bees. I think that's the one used for the bees that I would make an exception for.
You throw her into bees, all right. Or would you throw her into bees, or would you prefer to see her tasered by a teacher dressed as a bee?
Oh, the latter one, definitely. If a teacher tasered her, then at least we could, you know, at least that's... Why should not both? Throw them in there.
Well, can you...
Teacher tasers... Add the bees.
All right.
Leave her alone, I say. There's nothing wrong with her. And if it wasn't for her father, we wouldn't have half the fantastic television of the 70s and 80s.
Alf, just for those people who are on your side over this, could you just spell
that's
something?
Most of the demographic, yeah, I'd imagine.
Just spell something for me.
C-A-T.
No, sorry, spell something.
Something.
Mm, come back against that, Colin, if you can.
Something.
Mm.
Yeah, this doesn't quite work, does it?
Not really, no. All right, well, look, what do you think of the... just out of interest, what do you think of these... Running out of time, really, so I just need to get your opinion on this. What do you think of these new spell checks? I mean, it's heightened security. Everyone is now checked for spelling. What do you think of the spell checks?
I think it's a really good idea. I mean, we can't go around having spelling mistakes. I mean, we know, right, for one, that you've got a spelling mistake there in your studio. Cass, the producer there,
yeah,
who loves at egg,
yeah,
you know, she's got what could be considered a rude surname, and that was purely the registrar sneezing on the typewriter when her father went to get her birth registered.
Yes, for those that don't know, her name is Ho. And no, it turns out it wasn't an accident. Anyway, listen, we've got to leave it there because we're sort of out of time. But thank you both for calling in. Much appreciated, of course. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Alf?
Speak and spell.
Thank you, Colin.
Flibble.
Good. Right, that's it for their opinions. But now it's over to you. What do you think? Do we need spelling? Is it overrated? Should we get rid of spelling altogether? Should we take all words and throw those into bees? Why do we need spelling? We're in a modern Britain now. We've got Nesquik, milkshake and train travel. Why would we need spelling? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes and you're listening to Talk Radio. And that was the big debate.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheeled friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europecar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a powerful Father's Day gift? At B&Q, the Karcher K2 Basic Pressure Washer Bundle with Host Starter Set, Detergent and Brush is just £65. That's a saving of £40. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
My thing, popping on the Lycra and swallowing the odd insect. I'm into my cycling, you see. We meet every Sunday morning, 7:30 on the dot. We just planned a trip to the Alps, well, the Welsh Alps, so we need a new bike rack. It's got to keep four bikes safe on the roof whilst we plan our Tour de Wales in the car underneath.
Sounds like Ben's thing is a roof-mounted four-bike car carrier rack. Find your thing on eBay, the UK's number one online destination for car parts and accessories. eBay. Find your thing.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In the West Midlands, one lane closed, queue in traffic. That is due to an accident, a lorry and car involved on the M6 southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 9 in Northamptonshire. Queue in traffic due to an earlier overturned vehicle. That's on the M1 northbound between Junction 15 and Junction 15A. In Somerset, two lanes closed, queue in traffic. Long delays due to an accident. That's on the M5 northbound between Junction 21 and Junction 20. And in Powys, the A470 is closed both directions. Queue in traffic there due to an accident. Three vehicles involved. That's between Wyg Lane and Long Length. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Get ready for the good times with up to 50% off in the summer sale at Currys PC World. There's 10% off the mark price on all Samsung large kitchen appliances, like one of our large capacity fridges for storing all your chilled drinks. Save up to £300 on selected LG TVs and up to £400 on versatile ASUS laptops. See, you can even go surfing at our carefree summer sale, all with free fast delivery. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Delivery within 3 days in most areas, subject to availability. Exclude Saturdays for large items.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. And it is, of course, Election Day. We are not allowed. We are forbidden by actual human law from talking about anything political today. And that's as it should be. What we are allowed to talk about is, the polling stations are open. We can talk about weather and we can talk about dogs. And dogs at polling stations is, of course, a trending social media thing. People sending pictures of dogs tethered outside polling stations is all over the media. So because there's a thing you can talk about, it's a bit of lighthearted relief. But it's organised in conjunction with Twitter by the Dogs Trust. And John Gurlis is... I'm going to call you a friend of the show, John, because you've been in before.
I have.
And it's very good to have you back.
Pleasure.
And you've brought with you, I'll say we can talk about it today. You've brought with you Undog.
I have. We bought Mr. Woofy of Instagram fame.
And for a start, I like the way a dog is just called Mr. Woofy. That shows no imagination, but I like it. It's a good thing. And what sort of dog is Mr. Woofy?
Mr. Woofy is a Shih Tzu.
Really?
Really?
I visited a couple of those. How old is Mr. Woofy?
Mr. Woofy's 4 years old, and he resides at our office many a week and does a lot of hard work with us. And he's here today to promote, as you say, the Dogs at Polling Stations hashtag, which is a bit of fun and obviously good to see as many dogs out as possible exercising their right to vote, or just exercising full stop.
Yeah.
There's a serious message about making sure the place is dog friendly and encouraging people to vote and bring their dogs with them.
Yeah, and what are the rules around taking dogs into polling stations? Because obviously it's a huge thing on social media, as we've said. We can't talk about politics at all, just the dog angle. So with that in mind, what are the rules if people are
taking... There are no set rules, but it's worth checking checking with your local polling station if you take your dog with you, if they're allowed in with you. Don't take any photos in the polling station, but you can certainly take your dog and take a photo outside, hashtag the dogs at polling stations and at Dogs Trust. However, one thing you said earlier about tethering your dog outside, one piece of advice we'd give is not to tie your dog up outside unattended.
No,
if you
right,
can go with a friend, leave it with your friend or another responsible adult or dog owner, because there are certain risks attached to that. But obviously, we don't want anyone to be prohibited from going to vote if they perhaps want to walk their dog at that time.
Yeah.
Enjoy both. Exercise your right to vote and exercise your dog.
It's a fantastic, I think, people, it's just caught the imagination, hasn't it? And of people just having these photographs of all manner of animals tied outside polling stations.
We've only seen dogs.
All sorts today.
Yes, there might be, in more rural areas we might see some horses. I mean, one policy I think we can all agree on is we want to see more dogs, more happy dogs, more healthy dogs, and enjoying themselves. So if we can get them down there looking after themselves, getting people to exercise their democratic right to vote and enjoying a nice little tummy tickle at the same time with the dogs.
Something we'd all want, yeah. In terms of Mr. Woofy, which, by the way, I should point out, has now just walked across the desk.
Jumped on me.
And has jumped onto Cornelius. Cornelius now taking a selfie of himself with Mr. Woofy.
Who's yawning,
and why?
By the way.
And in terms of the work that the Dog Trust does, then, tell us a little bit about what you do, if people don't know what that's
Like. Dogs Trust is the UK's largest dog welfare charity. We rescue dogs and take dogs into our 20 rehoming centres across the country. So if you're looking for a dog, there are hundreds of dogs currently which you can see online and see if there's a centre near you, and you can go and rehome one of the dogs. We also do a lot of work, obviously, trying to encourage and educate people about good dog behaviour, how to best look after your dog, and do a lot of work in the communities as well, making sure that we get those messages across. So a lot of work, very busy time for us at the moment, but luckily it's going very well, and many dogs like Mr. Woofy have found loving long-term homes, which is very important. A dog is for life, after all.
Indeed. How long did it, how did you get Twitter involved? Because Twitter was very much part of this, because a lot of things that trend on Twitter or go on Twitter, just people who use Twitter putting them on there, but this is a joined up Dogs Trust Twitter initiative, right?
We can't take all the credit for it. This was an organically created hashtag that has started many years ago, and people, obviously now in the day of social media, want to go to their polling stations, want to take a picture outside of themselves there, and someone had the great idea of taking a picture of themselves with their dog and put the hashtag dogs at polling stations, and it just went mad. People went absolutely crazy for it, and now it is the thing to do. If you don't go to a polling station with your dog, you're basically sort of ostracised.
Could you lend
society.
A dog to someone who hadn't got one in order to go to a polling station?
As long as that person lending it to is a responsible owner, we'd of course encourage that. So it's been trending every election, and we've had many elections in the last few years, every single time. And Twitter and ourselves have got together to make sure that we kind of get some more important messages behind it at the same time, which, as I say, making sure your dog's happy, safe, got enough water. We've put out as many dog water bottles as possible at polling stations. Yep. So if you take your dog down, it's a bit dehydrated, can have a quick drink. And just reminding people not to tie their dogs up outside, not to leave them in cars if they've driven down. The usual messages that people should know, but you'd be surprised. Absolutely.
And just out of, if someone going to vote themselves is thirsty, are they allowed to sup a little bit from the dog bowl themselves?
As long as the dog gets it first, yes.
Quite right too. Victoria's come in. Victoria News. You met John before.
We have.
And this is Mr. Woofy. Victoria.
Hi, Mr. Woofy. Just coming towards me. Hello.
Look at that.
I have just realised that I now smell of dog. I'm doing the overnight shift here. I'm going to smell of dog until about midnight tomorrow night.
I'm more concerned about Mr. Woofy smelling of you.
that's probably
honest about. He better not go up against Cass, or I think we're going to know that poor Mr. Woofy's going to smell of an egg. And that's not good. I have to admit, the dog, Mr. Woofy, did give me a quite a good licking.
It's a very licky dog.
We will, of course, tweet pictures of Mr. Woofy. I realise it's radio, but Mr. Woofy is a cute dog, it has to be said.
Yeah, very cute.
It's got a small, tell us a little bit about the breed, because Mr. Woofy is a Shih Tzu, as you said, and what is it about, because it's a small dog.
They're very friendly, family friendly dogs. They're sort of more probably traditionally bred to do a little bit of scurrying around and catch a few sort of small rodents and things, but they're a very, very sort of placid, friendly, family-friendly dog that'll, as you say, kind of sit there and, you know, give you cuddles and licks and pretty much will approach anyone for a cuddle and a sort of, you know,
more or less just like Victoria as well there, actually. But
for anyone that is interested, Mr. Woofy has got his own Instagram page and there's he's a bit of a star. So by all means, feel free to follow and see what sort of japes he gets up to.
And that's just Mr. Woofy, is it?
You'll find him, okay. I believe. I can't remember exactly. But so obviously this morning he went out to vote. Yeah. Later he's got a big night out with some friends and all sorts of other escapades.
Yeah, I mean, if he would sit on David Dimbleby's lap later on, that would be excellent.
We'll all appreciate it. It make the sort of experience a bit more enjoyable,
indeed.
I guess, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I want him on my lap.
You want him on your lap?
Yeah.
All right, well.
You're about to read the news.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hello. Dogs Hello. Outside Victoria. There.
He's in situ.
There. He's in situ. Shih-tzu. Sorry.
Yeah,
mispronounced it. Listen, John, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
And so you'll find that, I mean, if you are on Twitter, dogs at polling stations is the hashtag.
Go down to your polling station. If you see a dog or you have a dog, take it with you. Get a photo. Hashtag dogs at polling stations at the Dogs Trust. And we hope everyone gets out there and, as I say, exercises their democratic rights to
there's
vote.
Some great photos on their dog. The hashtag.
Lots of good photos
really
up there.
Really funny ones, actually.
All right, good stuff. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Oh,
he's shaking.
That's Mr. Woofy. Shaking Victoria off there. Wait, easy. Right, so in the next half an hour, bonus news comes from Victoria. It's going to be vegetable news. Oh, the sad irony. We've got an animal in the studio. It's going to be vegetable news. There's timing. Right, and then, of course, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, the quiz pertaining to knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. That's going to happen before 4 o'clock when Sam Delaney gets here. Talk Radio in the afternoon's 3:30. Victoria has the headlines for you.
Talk Radio.
Former FBI boss James Comey is giving evidence about Donald Trump's attempts to obstruct the intelligence agency. His opening statement says the US president asked him to drop an inquiry into a former advisor's ties to Russia. Mr. Comey says Mr. Trump wasn't upfront with him about why he was fired last month.
Confused me when I saw on television the president saying that he actually fired me because of the Russia investigation, and learned again from the media that he was telling privately other parties that my firing had relieved great pressure on the Russia investigation.
A policeman who was stabbed as he tried to tackle the London Bridge attacker says he's sorry he couldn't do more to stop them. The officer, who's seriously unwell in hospital, says he was simply doing his job. Libyan investigators claim the younger brother of the Manchester bomber bought the equipment to carry out the attack in the UK. Anti-terror officers who are questioning him say he didn't know when his brother was going to use it. Millions of voters are heading to the polls to have their say in the general election. You have up until 10 p.m. to cast your ballot. And the RAC says fuel prices should drop because crude oil has become cheaper. The driving group reckons petrol could be reduced by 2p a litre and diesel by 4p. The weather, rain and hill fog will continue in northern Scotland this evening and overnight. Dry and milder elsewhere with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be plenty of sunshine and a few showers, highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
Can I ask what the weather is going to be like tomorrow, specifically on College Green, opposite the House of Parliament in London?
I'm going to say sunny at times,
okay.
Sometimes showery.
Yeah, it's going to be raining.
Is it? I mean, I ask this.
Some rain will be there.
This show is coming live tomorrow afternoon from College Green, obviously for the election results day. So I was just interested from a personal point of view.
I mean, I could have done a more specific weather forecast if you'd asked me earlier.
But you didn't.
Well, you didn't ask me, well, so how do I know you? I'm not a mind reader. I don't have a crystal ball. Not that they work.
Right, so there's more now. There's more news.
Yes!
There's more news now. And we bring you vegetable news. Victoria's bonus news. Basically, the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. We have to make the time up because Victoria gets paid the same money, even though she does fewer work. So, we bring you animal, vegetable or mineral news. Today, even though we've got a dog, we've got Mr. Woofy in the studio. Say hello, Mr. Woofy.
I mean, he is here.
Yeah.
Not that people can hear him.
It's fine.
He looks happy.
Looks like an Ewok. I love that.
Oh yeah, he does.
They don't look Ewoks. Yeah. So we're going to do vegetable news.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is irritating.
Yeah. Here it is. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
Diners at a restaurant in China have had their lives saved by peas. So they were trapped on a second floor building. What? In a second floor.
What?
Building. A room on the second floor of a building.
Right.
I'll get there eventually. Sorry, I was excited earlier. When a quick-thinking vegetable truck driver manoeuvred his vehicle because there was a fire and that's why they were trapped, and then they could jump out onto the peas. There's a picture of the great pea rescue on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
It would be really, really great now if Mr. Woofy peed on your leg. That would be a sort of great sort of... Mr. Woofy's now taken
He's
to the sofa.
He's on the sofa.
By the way.
Ah.
And I don't want him to pee on me.
Okay.
Next, a lizard has managed to survive a flight from Spain to Scotland after getting trapped inside a bag of broccoli. So...
Mr. Woofy just had a shake.
The Iberian wall lizard, who's been dubbed Brock, was found at a supermarket in Lanarkshire. And the SPCA says he was dehydrated but otherwise unharmed from his adventures.
Right.
So, happy story. You can see the lizard in the broccoli on my Facebook... sorry, not Facebook, Twitter page. Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yeah, great. All right.
Oh, looks like Mr. Woofy's trying to dig
the sofa. Dig the sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie's scratching
it up.
Let's just listen to Mr. Woofy scratch a sofa.
That sounds quite destructive. Oh! And now he's lied down.
Just did that and lay down.
Oh!
And now he's licking his own bottom. All right, fine.
I think we should have a studio dog.
Right, so presumably there's more.
Yeah, there's one
vegetable
more.
News.
And in royal vegetable news, the Duchess of Cornwall has knighted a man with a leek. Yes, this actually happened. That's Mr. Woofy again, digging. I think he can smell something there.
Ash normally sits there. Yeah.
Should be careful.
And he does have a certain aroma.
Oh. Anyway,
Yeah, go on.
Should I bother finishing?
Yeah, please, yeah.
So, basically, Camilla was approached by an actor called Callum Arnott, who was dressed as his alter ego called Giles the Grumpy Farmer, when he said to her, and I quote, "I'm wearing my thigh-high rubber for you today. Knight me. Can you knight me, please?" And then she looked a little bit awkward and obliged with a leak. There's a picture of it on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E.
Is that the end of vegetable news?
That's the end, yeah.
Vegetable news.
It was vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to invoice Dogs Trust for a new sofa.
Undoing all of the good charitable works.
Yeah.
That they do. Yeah. Ah. Do you think he needs to do toilet?
Hopefully.
What about Mr. Woofy? Yeah. Hey? Yeah. Right.
Licking the sofa now.
Yep. I mean, you know, it is entertaining radio.
For us.
Yes. That's fine. John, thank you so much for ringing Mr. Woofy in. Thank you, Mr. Woofy. Mr. Woofy.
I mean, he looked up when you said his name.
Mr. Woofy.
Thank you.
Good. Let's take traffic and travel and be back with today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just for Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M60 anti-clockwise between junction 16 and junction 15. In the West Midlands, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident, a lorry and car involved on the M6. That's southbound between junction 10 and junction 9. In Somerset, two lanes closed, queuing traffic, long delays due to an accident, two vehicles involved on the M5 northbound. That's between junction 21 and junction 20. And in Powys, the A470 is closed, both directions there due to an accident, three vehicles involved between Wyg Lane and Long Length. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Get ready for the good times with up to 50% off in the summer sale at Currys PC World. There's 10% off the mark price on all Samsung large kitchen appliances, like one of our large capacity fridges for storing all your chilled drinks. Save up to £300 on selected LG TVs and up to £400 on versatile ASUS laptops. See, you can even go surfing at our carefree summer sale, all with free fast delivery. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Delivery within 3 days in most areas, subject to availability, exclude Saturdays for large items.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio. Tonight from 10.
Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, for instant results, breaking news and expert analysis as the votes are counted.
The factions, the fury, the fallout.
Order.
Get knockout election coverage that packs a political punch from Talk Radio's Instrument of Power.
The rumours are completely unfounded. There's no cause for alarm.
Election Night Live with Julia Hartley Brewer. Sorry, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Going to the country.
Tonight from 10. On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You know when people watch sport that's being simulcast on radio and television, and they say, don't they, watch the pictures on the screen, but use the radio commentary.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that tonight.
What with? So you're going to have your Dimbleby in front of your face.
Turned down.
Yes, and Julia in your ears.
Julia Hartley Brewer doing the soundtrack. I think that'll work very well.
Oh, and one eye on Twitter.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
At Talk Radio.
Should be fun. Why'd you say that?
Because I've been working on a graphic.
Okay, good. It's up there with Jeremy Vines.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you follow Talk Radio on Twitter overnight tonight for election coverage, right? And you see the work Cornelius has been putting in. I mean, it's like CFAX never went away. So, we're all looking forward to that. Anyway, we're also looking forward to playing a game of Paul Rossmaster very shortly, indeed. But before that, of course, there is the small matter of today's... we were just talking dogs at polling stations. But a lot of people have been sending in their pictures of gods at polling stations. Thank you very much for all the coverage you've been doing of that. A lot of, if you follow Talk Radio on Twitter now, at Talk Radio, you'll see some of the pictures that we've been getting in. Thank you for sending in a picture of Thor, of course, the god outside a polling station in Asgard. Zeus, pictures come in of Zeus outside a polling station in the sky. Shiva with his consort Parvati, of course. Outside one in Leamington Spa, interestingly. Ganesh, the Hindu elephant god, outside the elephant enclosure at Howlett's Zoo in Kent, because they've turned that into a polling station. Cornelius, you've got a lot over there, haven't you?
Yes, Prometheus was spotted.
Spotted.
Outside, there's this the Liverpool Grand polling station.
Oh, yeah.
And Ra has been spotted.
Yep.
At
the ancient sun god.
Yeah, yep. That's the one. Yep. In Brighton Pavilions. Congratulations.
The ancient Egyptian god Isis outside one in ancient Egypt. Well, that's not gone very down very well given modern connotations. Right, so if you've seen a god at a polling station using the hashtag gods at polling stations, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, before we play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, we should, of course, bring you the news. We can't talk about the election action in terms of politics today. That's against the actual law. We can tell you that the former FBI director, James Comey, the one who was fired by Donald Trump, is appearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee in America as we speak. Details of that coming in the main news at 4 o'clock. Beg your pardon. But what we are learning is that the news in general is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, you can't. And neither can many people. But that's why we are here. We are here, if nothing else, but to help you through it all. And we do that by taking news stories, the burning issues of the day, and exposing them to the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present to you the news in haikus.
Man gets penis stuck in a wrench. That is not how to tighten your nuts.
True. The news in haikus. Right, it is time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Master, the quiz on the radio where the celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's Paul Ross Master. Everybody who's ever played has been trying to get some points. If they do, they get to the top of the leaderboard along with everybody else who's ever played the quiz. Today we welcome Johnny Robinson. Hello, Johnny Robinson.
Good afternoon, Mr. John Holmes. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's good to have you on.
And I'm glad you got it right this time. It's not Richardson.
No, I know. That was my mistake. I do apologise for that.
Oh, don't worry about it, love. I'm just happy to be part of the Zed list that come on.
Well, you're a very welcome part of it, I can tell you now. So, listen, tell us where we will know you from, of course. So this was sort of X Factor performance and so on and so forth, but you've done a fair amount since then. Johnny, tell us about you.
Oh, well, about me, I'm just a normal, like you said, you've had a Jewish man on today reviewing the paper called Johnny.
Yep.
And you've got a gay singer on today called Johnny.
Good.
So you're very politically balanced.
We are always. And how did you do on X Factor?
Yeah, I did really well. I went on the tour and everything. Yep. Done O2 Arena, all the big stadiums. Well, you know, the arenas, I should say.
Yeah, excellent.
I've done lots of TV work. I've been presenting on This Morning with ITV.
Yes.
I was very lucky, you know, and grateful for what I had.
Now, is it right that... Am I going to get this right? So, but, and correct me if I'm wrong. So, obviously, you do perform as a female impersonator under the name Sarah Lee. I'm right about that.
I thought, oh, how did you know that? You've been doing your research.
Doing my research, Johnny. Is it right, once when you were dressed as Sarah, you were mistaken for Katie Price? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Well, she does look like a drag queen, let's be honest. So I can understand why I got mistaken for her.
Right. And so who mistook you? I mean...
Oh, it was a taxi driver.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Peter Andre. That could have ended very
well. Oh, yeah, it could have been. I think he was driving, actually. Right.
Listen, what's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Well, we've been together down in the This Morning.
Oh, of course, they've both been appearing on the same programme. So your knowledge of him...
because he liked my red silky suit.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he liked the feel of this against his skin, the softness.
I would imagine he did.
Yes, I do as well.
Did you? So I'm going to say then you could score quite highly. You could get some points in this quiz.
Well, I hope so. Well, I do hope so.
Okay. Well, here's how it's going to work. Okay, you're looking for some points. If you get some points, Johnny, you will be going to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. You've got three questions, mostly A, B, and C answers.
We love multiple choice, John, don't we?
Don't we? Are you ready to play, Johnny?
I'm ready when you are.
Here we go. with this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Here's your first question, Johnny Robinson. Film released a couple of weeks back news now, and the film that was released a couple of weeks back is, of course, the fifth instalment in the Radio Presenters of the Caribbean franchise, Radio Presenters of the Caribbean, Paul Ross's Revenge. It tells the story of a band of ghost broadcasters led by long-dead talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who is hell-bent on the aforementioned revenge, seeking out the legendary artifact, the headphones of Poseidon, the haunted show wreck that harbours Paul Ross and his crew, a curse to sail the airwaves forever, bringing horror to whomever so listens to them.
Oh, shivin' my timbers.
But Paul Ross, if you like, Paul Ross, radio presenter of the Caribbean, Paul Ross's Revenge, isn't the only radio-based nautical film that there is. Name the other one. Is it A, Martyr and Commander? Talk Radio's Spanish tech op Martyr sails both ways round the office with no pants on. That's Martyr and Commando, to be accurate. Is it B, Horatio Hornblower, the dashing tale of how Radio 2's Paul Gambaccini got his nickname? Or is it B, Titanic Grimshaw? Radio 1 breakfast presenter Nick Grimshaw just sort of sinks, really, although, to be fair, he's still got way more listeners than we have. Which of those is the correct answer?
Well, I think, I'm pretty sure, because I was going to, you didn't mention the film, I think he did do a film, Paul Ross with Free Willy, but yes. I'm going to go for the blow one.
the blow one is the right answer. Is a very right answer. question number two. On this day in history news, on this day in history, the influential and some would say prescient novel, 1984. Was first published. The book was called, of course, was written by the English novelist, essayist, journalist, and talk radio full set breakfast presenter George Paulwell, and imagined a future society where individualism is persecuted and where the infamous Big Brother was a Channel 5 TV staple featuring various nobodies who would go on to appear as guests on the Full Set Breakfast Show on Talk Radio due to a curious guest booking policy that after several meetings with management behind the scenes appears to have shifted somewhat. And that's why the 1980s fitness guru Mr. Motivator was recently trailed as the next day's paper reviewer and then mysteriously didn't ever appear on air at all.
Yeah, I remember him and the Green Goddess.
Oh, yeah. But, of course, this is not the only radio-based novel. Which of the following is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby, Julia Hartley Brewer? Is it B, Jane Austen's classic novel, Pride and Julia Hartley Brewer? Or is it C, Mein Kampf, the autobiography of Julia Hartley Brewer?
I'm going to go for A.
Is the right answer, Moby Julia. Very good, very strong.
How did you know?
Question three, then, final question. It's a music question, Johnny Robinson. Have a listen to this music.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how could we do wrong? Sail away with me to another.
Well, you took your time joining in. I thought you'd come in earlier, as it were. anyway, that was the Rising Sea Levels Climate Change Warning Song, Islands in the Stream, by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, of course. Mm-hmm. That is what we are, Islands in the Stream. I mean, we're not Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, although, you know, possibly you could be. Here's your unrelated...
I've got the kits, I think. I can well imagine.
here's your unrelated question. Scientists this week found, quote, a hellish world where the surface of a talk radio presenter was almost as hot as our own star, the Sun. The presenter, dubbed Paul Ross by astronomers, was discovered orbiting a roundabout in the vicinity of the unparished royal borough of Windsor town of Maidenhead and was spotted, taking just 2 days to go round the heavily wooded notorious dogging site, losing much of its gaseous material as it did so. Speaking to the Science Journal, observers said that Paul Ross has been seen to puff up as it exhausts its hot fuel and absorbs whatever is around him. Here's your question, Johnny Robinson. Name for me five famous stars.
Oh,
five famous stars.
What, in the solar system?
No clues. Five famous stars.
Uranus.
Yes.
Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury.
Technically, some of those are planets, but...
Cilla Black.
Good. Good.
Good. Who else?
Yeah, who else? Five famous stars. Gonna have to put a timer on you.
I think I've got on the
Have you dried up?
Starbar.
Well, here's what I had written on the card, right? So I had Star Apraman, the gassy lager beer. Burst, the unwanted replacements for Opal Fruits. But you had Star Bar, which I'm going to allow, so that's fine. Famous Stars, Naked. I had that one. Z, the East German secret police. And Ringo.
That's a good one. Yeah, Ringo Star.
There you go. But anyway,
Come on, the Daily Star.
Yes, but it's too late now. So we let's just work out your score. You're looking for some points. So we're going to go some points. So we're firing
that machine up. I know it's archaic, but it gets you the result.
Yeah, we're firing up the system. Johnny Robinson, just hang on. It's a very slow system, so just bear with us as we dial into it. We're just trying to get some points. Here we go. Here we come. Here we go. We're in. Right. Okay. Let's quickly do this. So, Cornelius, you're on the system.
Johnny Robinson.
Johnny Robinson.
How do you spell that?
Oh, as in jam. Robinson.
Okay, cool. And are you the former Charlton striker, Johnny Robinson?
Oh, I'm not very good with balls, love, I can assure you.
Okay.
I'll be no good kicking them.
I'll print it off.
Just printing it out now. It's a very slow printer, so here we go.
Thank you.
Well, if at some point, Johnny Robinson, off of the X Factor, and this morning presenting, and various other things. Oh, very slow. Come on. There we go. Right. He's looking for some points. What did he get?
Johnny Robinson has scored.
Yes.
Some points! Johnny Robinson.
Well done, Johnny.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, my friend. That's Johnny Robinson, who has just scored some points and thus got to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. Paul Rossmaster. Look, Sam Delaney's in the studio.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi, Sam.
Good to see you, Sam.
Such a great day, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
I mean, I can't talk about the news.
No, we've talked about the weather mainly, some dogs.
Well, I'm bringing back Lynx Watch today. The much lamented, you'll remember it very well, yeah. John. Yeah. Everyone does. Everyone in radio remembers it because many have said that it's the best radio item of all time, right up there with DLT's Snooker on the Radio out of the 80s. It was basically, it was news journalism, really, where you'll remember Flavio the Lynx went on the run in Dartmoor last year. He escaped his zoo and went on the run for 6 weeks. They couldn't hunt him, and we were very much at the forefront of reporting on that saga. He's now back in captivity.
Yes.
And for no reason other than the fact that we are literally scraping the bottom of the barrel today for things to talk about.
That's right.
We are going to Dartmoor Zoo to catch up with Flavio and find out what he's been up to since then.
That is excellent. It's
excellent content.
I mean, I thought we'd scraped the barrel to its lowest point, but you've trumped us.
No,
I
will always go further.
Yeah.
We've also doing something about drugs at festivals. And we'll... Bloke's come on teaching you how to be charismatic if you're not... Because you're not very charismatic, are you, Con?
No.
And so you should listen into that because he's got a few tips about how to sort of be more compelling company. So that's good. And Dave Hepworth, legendary writer and broadcaster in the studio talking about his book. So that will actually be genuinely good, whereas the other stuff I'm just pretending will be good.
Excellent. This is exactly how we're getting through the day. So don't forget, Julia Nazi Pura will be on later on Talk Radio from 10 o'clock, of course, with your election show coverage here. Like I said earlier, I'm going to watch the TV coverage with the sound turned down and listen to... So I'll be looking at Nimblebeat, listening to Julia, listening like people do with sport.
I had an erotic dream like that once, where it was Dimbleby's body and head, but the voice and sentiments of JHB.
Excellent.
Very nothing sexier.
Yeah, hold that thought, everybody. Mm. Right, we'll be back tomorrow. We're with you live from College Green tomorrow under a low-quality Poundland gazebo. bringing you all the results on a day with lots of special guests and so on and so forth. It'll probably go technically wrong before we even start. But anyway, we'll give it a shot. Right, Sam is with you next on Drive, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up-to-the-minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.